C97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Yeah, Alex. My friend fancies you.
Yeah, we've got that.
That fella sitting next to you.
Yeah.
He was telling me, no word of a lie.
He's nice.
No word of a lie. Agent Chris was saying to me during the nightly news, well, first of all, he was saying, cool, isn't the nightly news good? I'm really enjoying it. But then he was saying, the thing about Lady Alex, he always looks really cool. Because Chris is... let's go back. This is where... we can start the show with this, actually. Why the hell not? This is where this is coming from. Chris is having a crisis. You may have noticed he's not wearing his usual jeans and a dark T-shirt because he thinks... Well, tell me what you think, Chris.
I think I need some new clothes because I always wear the same thing.
And then I said, yes, you do. And he got all upset. He said, what? Do I? I said, well, yeah, you do. You always wear exactly the same clothes. And then I got bored of listening to him. And then I drifted in and out. And then I came back to what he was saying. And he said, but I tell you one person who always looks really cool, it's Alex. He always wears dark clothes or black clothes, but he always looks really cool. And then he said, can we nickname Alex Black Alex? And I said, well, no, we can't do that. For obvious reasons. Mm. For obvious reasons. Mm. But so the challenge, Alex, and you're more than welcome to punch him in the face. By the way, Chris is my producer and Alex is the studio manager. Hello. Is he wants you to wear colourful clothes tomorrow. Do you have any?
I think so. Maybe.
Because I'm always wearing jeans and a white T-shirt is my look at the moment. A bit like Fonzie in Happy Days. Cool. Mm. I'm quite happy with that. And so you don't have to... We can all...
But Fonzie changes jeans.
No, but did you remember there was an episode of Happy Days where we got to look inside Fonzie's wardrobe and he had, seven different white T-shirts. He had two for... Sunday, Monday. Then he had another two for... Tuesday, Wednesday. Then he had another two for... Thursday, Friday. But then he was wearing one that was for Saturday.
Happy days.
Happy days indeed. I tell you what. All right, let's make this fair, boys. Let's all dress up in colourful clothes tomorrow. And I don't mean, you know, like, I don't mean wacky. I don't mean, like, you've got to wear a Simpsons tie and Tasmanian devil socks. But just bright.
Bright. Bright clothes.
Chris, yes. do you accept the slightly rubbish challenge?
Yeah.
We'll take pictures and we'll put them on the website. That's what we'll do. Make all it right. Interesting for the listener. Okay. Alex, do you accept the challenge?
I accept.
Okay, I accept the challenge. Yeah, so do I. I've got a red T-shirt.
Otherwise you've got to come in naked.
Ooh. I don't think I've got any colourful trousers. No one has colourful trousers unless they're a clown. And I think it's been... wasn't there a survey that said most clowns are sex offenders? I don't know if that's true or not. I'd imagine there's something in there.
I got colourful pyjama bottoms.
Whoa, no. I walked out of the gym today, my fly open. I wasn't wearing any pants. Oh, no! Seriously?
I didn't ever... feel the breeze.
Oh, it was embarrassing. No one, nothing, you know, there was no thing. And I haven't got any clean socks in my house.
What?
No, I've run out of clean socks. For the first time in my life, I have run out. By the way, if you want to phone in and join this hilarious conversation, 0845-60... about clothes. 0845-60-60-973. Got no clean socks. So I'm wearing one of my girlfriend's socks. My left foot is one of my girlfriend's socks. Now...
How big are her feet?
Oh, tiny. But socks will fit any size foot. You just got to pull them hard enough.
Yeah. She won't be wearing those again.
But have a look at that. It's got stars on it. I've got glittery stars.
What's on the other one, then?
No, the other one's just one of my socks. It's just plain. Plain black sock.
How come you've got one clean and one dirty?
I've one clean. I found one clean in the kitchen. But the washing machine's broken again. The washing machine is broken. Well, it broke a little while. Well, it broke a year ago. I got it fixed last week. What the hell? I'm going to fill you all in on my life tonight. Tonight, London, the show is about me. Why the hell not? I deserve it, don't I?
You've earned it.
I've earned it. And you've earned it, Lister. So my washing machine broke about a year ago. I got it fixed 3 weeks ago. Fella came round, fixed it. Except he fixed one thing, but in fixing that one thing, he broke the other thing. The thing he fixed was the conditioner wouldn't go from the tray into the machine. He fixed that. But then the powder wouldn't go from the tray into the machine. So the conditioner's going in, the powder wouldn't. Fine, he came round, he fixed that. He fixed that on Friday. Then it turns out he's knackered the dryer. So it washes, but it doesn't dry. And my... Like, Fandango, this is all we've just discovered tonight, it's not working. She phoned me up when I was driving. I pulled over, of course, and safely took the call. And she said, "Oh, what's the machine? It's not going around. It's not drying." I said, "Right, well, do this. She phoned back a minute. "No, it's still not working. It's not working. Well, I'm going to leave the clothes in there." I said, "Well, no. Take the clothes out and put them on the clothes horse. Let them dry. Let them dry. That's what people did in the olden days. They didn't have washer dryers that were washed and then dried for 30 minutes. They didn't have that. Just hang them up to dry." So we actually had a row about the state, and I think I've just got an abusive email from her there, about the state of our washing machine. Anyway, none of that is what we're going to talk about, but it was what I wanted to talk about, but we are going to talk about it if you want. 0845 6060 973. No one has colourful trousers. I think that's a good point to tag this on. And if you're listening at home tomorrow and you want to wear colourful clothes, more than welcome to. In fact, we're going to make it a prerequisite of everyone. Chris, how many pictures are we allowed to put up on the website?
I don't know.
Okay, well, tomorrow we're going to test that boundary. Tomorrow, I want pictures of you wearing your colourful clothes. We will put them all. That's a guarantee. And Ofcom can come and get my ass if we don't live up to that. It's a promise. We'll put all of them.
Are white trousers colourful?
No, they're... Well... Oh, no, I bought some white trousers once when I was in Japan. Never wore... I bought them when I was drunk. Thought these would be cool. Never wore them because they look ridiculous. White trousers are ridiculous. Tomorrow, we're all going to wear colourful clothes. You're invited to as well. Then you can email the pictures of you in wearing those clothes, but you have to be wearing them tomorrow, not pictures of you like from years ago. And we'll put the best ones on the LBC website. There we go. That sounds like a theme for tomorrow. We have stuff for tonight as well, including how to build Sputnik. We're going to celebrate antisocial behaviour. When we say antisocial behaviour, we don't mean guns and knives and drug misuse. We mean just people not wanting to go out with their mates. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, where can we get pipes for Wednesday's pipe special? 0845 6060 973. And you can call in with anything you want. Oh, I'll do that in a minute. Bob!
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm very, very excited.
So am I.
Why are you excited, mate?
Because Lost Series 3's come out on DVD.
Oh, I got mine today from Amazon. Thank you, Amazon.
Hold on a minute. Have you sent Blanche her copies?
Oh, nuts! I was going to do it. Remind me of what I was going to do.
You said when it comes out on DVD, you'll send Blanche the copy.
Okay, right. Blanche, you need to call in. I do remember saying that, Bob. Well remembered you.
Well, you know, he's just that kind of guy.
He's just cost me 45 quid. Bob, listen, Blanche, if you're listening, I do remember saying that. Can you give us a call, 0845 6060 973, and we will get your details, and I will send you Lost Series 3 on DVD. I'm a man of my word, Bob, and I'll do that.
Good. Have a good evening, Ian.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, he's just cost me 45 quid. What a smug little Mr. Memory Man. Do you remember that memory man they used to have on Generation Game? Was he called Dominic or Brendan or something? He had a moustache.
Oh, he could remember a whole deck of cards.
A whole deck of cards, yeah. Ace of spades. Two of clubs. Five of diamonds. I think it's the queen. No, it's the jack of hearts. And he would do that, and that was his gimmick, remembering. Well done. I tell you what, I've got a pen and paper. I'll write it down, shall I? I can do that. I'm Mr. Writing Man. Look, I can write stuff and write it.
I can remember 1988.
Was it good?
It's all
right. Nice one. Right. Blanche. So, we need to find Blanche. Have we got her number anywhere, Chris, at all? Could we... 0845 6060 973. Anthony, what's the most colourful piece of clothing you own?
Most colourful, I'll say white.
OK, well, we're debating... Oh, Blanche is calling in. Take that call, Chris. We'll speak to her after the travel. We're debating whether white is colourful or not. I don't know if it's colourful or if it's just anti-black, which is... Because black isn't colourful, is it?
No, it's a bit, like, darker. I don't like black at all, really.
Well, black is darker. He's talking about the colour. Black is darker than white, yes.
I think white, if you wear something with white, like, something matching, I think it'd be OK, or like a football kit or something, or like a white...
Yeah, I think... Jeans. I saw a man very... I've seen this quite a lot recently. A man... Several men, but on different occasions.
Yeah.
Walking down the street, dressed entirely in white. White trainers, white socks, white trousers, a white hooded top. And they look like flipping idiots.
I wouldn't really want to do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Bit crazy.
It's a little bit crazy. So, yeah, I don't think I've got any colourful trousers for the colour chat. Are you going to dress up colourfully tomorrow, Anthony?
Well, is it a colourful day tomorrow, then?
It's a colourful day tomorrow. We're all going to be doing the show dressed up colourfully.
I'll be calling the show just like colourfully as well, then.
You have to... We will be giving special... I can't think of the phrase.
What's the phrase? It's Christmas.
Alex, what phrase am I thinking of? Well, we're going to let people who are dressed up colourfully will get through quicker. What?
Priority.
Thank you. It's not a phrase, it's a word. Thank you, Alex. We'll give priority to...
Well done, Alex.
Thank you. Well done. Priority to people who are dressed up colourfully. Anthony, can you stay there?
Yeah, I can.
Excellent. Alan Joyce.
Ian Lee.
Are you doing the travel tomorrow evening?
Yes.
Will you accept the challenge to dress colourfully?
Is blue colourful enough?
But you can't just wear all blue. You have to, like, break it up into, like...
All right, I'll break it up, yeah, that's fine. All right. I'll do that.
All right, well, he's accepted the challenge. Yep. Well done. Okay. Who's doing the travel after eight?
It's Amanda Redmond tonight.
Oh, well. Carry on.
The South Circular Road in East Sheen has fully reopened both ways at Sheen Lane following an accident earlier on. Those delays are now easing down as you head through the area. A23 in Brixton, though, has a lane block turning out of town at Upper Tulse Hill following an accident earlier. And the M25's just fully reopened anti-clockwise between 13 and 12 as well after a car broke down between Staines and the M3. Now, very slow heading into town on the A40 at the moment, coming into town from Hillingdon towards the Target roundabout in Northolt. It looks like Transport for London are just trying to see what's causing the problem there. But do add your updates, 08000 68 60 80, and there are queues on the A102 heading southbound from the Woolwich Road flyover down to the Sun in Sands roundabout with a broken down car. Now, on the tubes, 6 of the 12 lines are still disrupted this evening. The Victoria line's not running between Victoria and Brixton. There are delays on the rest of the line. There are severe delays on the Circle District and Hammersmith and City lines, and also delays on the Bakerloo and Metropolitan lines. Overground trains, though, are running OK. LBC 97.3 travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Clive Ball on London's biggest conversation.
I saw Nigella Lawson on the TV the other day.
Yes.
And she's not that fat.
She is, actually.
Clive Ball tells it like it is. Sunday to Thursday nights from 10, LBC 97.3.
Have you ever glanced at your watch and had to look again because you didn't register what time it is? Have you ever read a page of a book, then reread it because you didn't take anything in? Have you ever looked both ways at a junction, then pulled out and... Sometimes a quick glance isn't enough. Every year, an estimated 1,500 motorcyclists are killed or seriously injured when drivers look but don't see. Think. Take longer to look for bikes.
LBC 97.3.
Ian, this is it.
Good evening.
Oh, I had a really bad headache 16 minutes ago, and I've taken way too many of those pills that get rid of headaches, and now I'm feeling a little bit uppity. But before the break, we were speaking to Anthony.
Yes, good evening, by the way.
Good evening, by the way, Anthony.
So,
how's
your day been?
Well, day's been... What did I do today? I went to the gym.
Yeah, work out.
Nearly puked up. Nearly puked up again. Nearly was very, very sick. Then went and had some nice lunch. Then went home, watched Jeremy Kyle on the Sky Plus. Oh, it was a good one. Did you watch it today, Chris?
I missed it.
Oh, it was a good... I'm the mother of that child. Let me see her, right? And so Jeremy brings out the husband. There were five teeth between these two people. Five teeth. Jeremy brings out the father of the baby, of the kid, and it turns out that she's bonkers. And she's got five other kids scattered around the country that she doesn't see.
Five? She needs to sort something out.
She needs to sort something out. Yes, I nearly said a phrase there that would have been very, very rude. But yeah. But I too had a good day, Anthony, right? Yeah. I went into a charity shop to drop off a... Now, well, here's a question. Not necessarily for you, but for anyone else listening. I took about 30 DVDs into a charity shop today because I couldn't be bothered to sell them on eBay, didn't want them. Yeah. Some good box sets, stuff like that. Not good, they were rubbish. Dave Chappelle Show box set, I don't want it, it's rubbish. Series 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Now, some of these DVDs are Region 1. That means they're American. I got them from Amazon.com instead of Amazon.co.uk. So some were English, some were American.
But it's cheaper.
Well, yeah. But I took them in. Now, obviously, some of these DVDs won't work on some people's DVD players in this country.
Oh, why?
Because they're American.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Should I have told the lady in the charity shop? Because I didn't. I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her, Anthony. So have I done the people with cerebral palsy, because that was what the charity shop was for, have I done them a great disservice?
Truth in, I think you should have told them.
Yes.
What I think you're doing, are you free tomorrow?
I am free, but I'm not going back.
No?
No.
Just forget about it. Just chuck it away. Don't worry about it. Get it out of your head.
Well, I'm trying to get it out of my head. If anyone has ever dealt with this before, 0845-6060-973. But I was in the charity shop, Anthony.
Yeah.
And I'm going to play this to you, because I heard this, and I've never been so excited in a shop, right? So I'm talking away in the charity shop, and there's, you know, kind of... And there's something in the background, very faintly, I hear this. And I thought, where's this music coming from? Where's this heavenly music coming from?
Yeah.
I recognise this tune, what is this? So I started walking closer to the source of the music, Anthony.
Yeah, and...
And it got louder.
And
it got louder, I'm thinking... I'm familiar with this song, but I've never heard it played like this. What is it? I get closer and closer, and it gets louder and louder, Anthony.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's an orchestral version of Good Vibrations.
Oh, I'm listening
now. And I start thinking, I've got to have this album. This is bloody good stuff.
Right.
It's Good Vibrations by an orchestra. And then the horn comes in. I'm like, how do I buy this? So, I went to the woman. She was selling a coat to a woman who wanted a coat.
Yeah.
I said, when she finished that, I said to her, two things. I've got these DVDs for you. They'll all work. None of them are from America. They work. And what CD is this that's playing? Because it's brilliant. And she said, I'm really enjoying it. Well, I said, is it for sale? Because I want it. And she said, well, it is for sale, but I'll enjoy listening to it, and it'll ruin my day. And I said, well, it's a few quid for cerebral palsy, isn't it? So she stopped it, and she sold it to me for a quid, a double album. Anthony, I swear to God, man, name a song, any song. Any song, any song.
Robbie Williams, Angels.
Oh, did you say... Sorry, did you say Robbie Williams?
Angels.
Did you... No. Did you just say Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
You said... Oh! Well, I didn't think that was going to work. You said Robbie Williams?
I did, yeah.
Have a little listen to this, my young friends. Have a listen to this. It's an orchestra. It's not any orchestra. What is it? Who is it? It's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Right, well, that worked. Okay, well, you've obviously got the lucky touch. Name any other song. Any song.
Another one. Rachel Stevens.
What? Shaking Stevens?
No, Kylie Minogue, Can't Get In My Head.
Who?
Kylie Minogue.
Hang on. Let's not. Hang on a minute. Oh, did you say Kylie Minogue? What?
Can't Get Out of My Head.
Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head.
Yeah.
This is going to blow your mind. It was Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf, but it's as close as I could do, Anthony.
That was quite good in that one.
Cheers, fella. I've got to go.
All right, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Take care, fella. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A quid. 1 quid. And I've helped people with cerebral palsy. I don't know if I found a cure for it or helped their, you know, the equipment and stuff. I don't know. But I've helped them. And that's going to be good, isn't it? 0845-6060-973. I'm genuine query, though, about when I dropped those DVDs in. Was I supposed to say, some of these might not work in this country? I don't know. The thing is, it was two bags full of DVDs, including box sets. So that's good. I did good.
Is there a region 3?
Isn't that the continent? There's a region 5. Japan is region 5.
Up to 6, I think.
6, yeah.
And there's a 0.
Who's 0? I don't agree
Everyone.
With all this. I don't agree with all this region 0 stuff.
Everyone's 0.
I don't think it's appropriate. I think we should try and encourage... Oh, I'm talking about models, aren't I?
Oh, yeah.
There's everyone's 0. That means region 3.
Yes.
Region 5, though, I think is Japan and Australia, and that's compatible with us.
Yeah. Or maybe it's 4.
4 or 5. It's one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Alex.
That's right.
Michael!
Hello there.
Hello, Michael! Do you know what? I came into work today, and I had a terrible headache, and I was a bit down in the dumps. Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you why I'm down in the dumps, right? You know, some woman crashed into my car last week.
Really?
Right. Some woman crashed into my car last week, and she put a hole in. Actually, put a hole in it. Didn't dent it. She put a hole in it. Anyway, I'm driving Saturday. This is a story. Sorry, I'm full of stories, it turns out. I'm driving Saturday, Michael, and I see an old man. He's in his 50s with an older woman. She's in her 80s, probably older. And she's not walking. She's leaning against the wall, and this old guy's looking really worried. And I drove past her, and I thought, no, I'm going to go back and help. So I drove back. I said, excuse me, mate, do you need a hand? Do you want to lift anywhere? Because I'll give you a lift anywhere. And do you know what he said to me, Michael?
Go on.
He told me to get stuffed. No, he didn't. He didn't. He was very, very nice. He said, no, we're only 5 yards up the road, literally 5 yards up the road. And I said, are you sure? Because do you want a lift? Do you want a hand? He said, no, I'm fine. I drove away. I felt I'd done my bit. But as I was driving away, not blaming this old woman, a light came on my dashboard.
Right.
Yeah. And it was a wiggly line with a straight line. I looked it up in the book. That means there is an electrical or an electronical fault. Is it serious enough that I shouldn't be driving it, or should I wait till I take it into the garage if my insurance company ever get back to me when it gets the hole gets fixed? What do you think, Michael?
I wouldn't really know. I don't drive.
I wish you'd said that at the start of that story. Why did you call in, Michael?
Well, you was on about the memory champion, Dominic O'Brien.
Dominic O'Brien, yeah. I said Dominic and I said Brendan. That's nearly right, yes.
No, he was about 7 times world champion. He was banned from going into any casino in the States.
7 times world champion at remembering?
Yes.
Wow.
He was banned from every casino in the States. He couldn't go in.
Because he could count cards and all that stuff, which is very naughty. I don't quite understand how counting cards works, but yes, okay.
I know, it was incredible the way he used to do it.
But then he would try and teach you. He'd always try and teach you, and I think he was telling us a wrong method so that we could never become memory men. Because he'd always say, right, OK, so we've got a pack of cards here. We start off with the two of diamonds. Now, what I like to think of is I have two sweethearts, so I buy them two diamond rings. And then I go to the three of spades, and I've got three spades at home to do the gardening. And, oh, look, it's the queen of hearts, and I love her. So then as I was walking down the road, I saw the one of clubs. Now, I go to the club, and he tells you to make associations out of it. But anyone who has ever tried that, Michael, will tell you it doesn't work.
No, I've tried it.
It doesn't work, does it? Which makes me think, the memory man, get Dominic O'Brien, the memory man, not Dominic Diamond, get Dominic Diamond, the memory man, to come on the air, because it doesn't work. He's telling us lies, Michael, to retain the world championships.
Well, it's been taken off him a few times now, probably because of his age is catching up with him.
Yeah, his age is catching up. Well, Michael, thanks for that.
You're welcome, mate.
Excellent. A really, really, really good contribution there. Blanche!
What did I do wrong?
You done good.
Good. Ian, if you play that record at that rate, no wonder you've got a headache.
Oh, no, I'm on top of the world. Blanche,
I know they're beautiful.
They're beautiful. Name any song in the world. Go on.
The Way We Were.
Okay, could you name something from, like, quite a recent century?
No, I don't belong to a recent century.
Oh, did you say Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen?
Yeah, I love that.
Is it just fans? Is it a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy and he knows. Oh, Blanche, you've gone on for so long, I'll have to come back after this.
Simplicity is a wonderful thing. Like when you see, speak and surf for just £26 a month with Sky. A simple combination of great Sky TV, fast broadband and no extra charge for UK evening and weekend landline calls. With a simple, ongoing price that doesn't shoot up later. Available to both new customers and those already with us. To find out more, call 08702 42 42 42 or go to sky.com. Simple. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup, BT line rental payable, 01/02 numbers only. Subject to availability, UK households, minimum contracts and terms apply.
97.3, DAB, and online. London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30, I'm Holly Holland. Police say they're disappointed that a man who blinded a 96-year-old in one eye on a Croydon tram has only been given a three-year supervision order. Stephen Gordon was caught on CCTV assaulting Shaud Chaudhry last December as he held onto rails to steady himself. A British girl's critically ill in hospital after falling from a balcony in Mallorca. Sources close to Sky News say she fell five floors at the Hotel Samoa on the east coast of the island. Police are searching for the girl's mother, who seems to have disappeared. A 13-year-old boy has appeared in court, charged with assaulting an 84-year-old man at a bus stop in Wembley. It happened on 40 Lane last Wednesday. The teenager's been remanded on bail. In showbiz, he sorted out the nation's nastiest kitchens one by one. Now Gordon Ramsay wants to tackle an entire town. The chef is looking for the town or city with the worst restaurants. Comes as a new series of Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares starts next week. In London's weather, a cloudy, gloomy evening at first, but the cloud will break up during the course of tonight, and by morning, temperatures will drop under clearing skies with lows of 3 degrees Celsius. And right now in Chiswick, we have 12, and bright and cold to start tomorrow in a sunny day. You with LBC, it's 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, and a fair few problems continue on the tubes this evening. Five of the 12 lines currently disrupted, with the Victoria line still suspended between Victoria and Brixton, and there are delays on the rest of the line. And of course, after 10 o'clock this evening, the whole of the Victoria line will be completely suspended. There are also severe delays on the Circle, District and Hammersmith and City lines, and delays on the Metropolitan line as well. Overground trains still looking okay. Now, on the roads, the M25 has a lane blocked clockwise on the Kent stretch between Junction 2 and 3. That's the A2 to the M20 with a breakdown there. Queues heading out of town on the A102 from the Woolwich Road Fiver down to the Sun in Sands roundabout with a broken down car. The A23 in Brixton has a lane blocked heading out of town at Upper Tulse Hill with an accident. And King's Road in Chelsea is still down to one lane both ways between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove, and that's repairs to a gas leak. Plus in Kingston, the traffic lights are not working properly still on Fairfield West just by Western Park. It looks as though traffic's moving better in the area again though. LBC 97.3 Travel. The next update is in 15 minutes.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of InsideTrack's customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from InsideTrack. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yeah.
0845 60 60973.
Sorry, we're having a great time tonight. Oh, now, Chris pretending he's smoking a fag there reminds me. We're having a pipe smoker special on Wednesday. You're invited. Where do we get pipes from that aren't that expensive and I can get... Well, can someone send us some pipes, I guess is what I'm trying to... We need pipes for Wednesday. I have no idea. I did have some and I can't find them. I say I can't find them. I haven't looked for them.
But if we get sent ones, they might be used.
Ooh, and you know where they might be used. I mimed it. I actually mimed that. 0845 60 60973. Region 4 is South America and Brazil, which is in South America. Thank you, Peter. Colourful clothes is another thing we're talking about. And I took some DVDs in. Some of them are Region 1, United States thereof, to a charity shop. Should I have confessed that to the lady? Are they ultimately worthless? I don't know. But Blanche...
Hi, Ian.
Why have you stopped calling me?
I haven't.
Well, apart from today...
Well, normally you're very busy. I can't get through.
That's nonsense. That's nonsense. Between 8 and 9, we have almost no calls.
Oh, well, then I'll book it for future.
Thank you.
You can get the parts from Jeremy Clarkson.
I can get what? The type?
Phone the part. Phone Jeremy Clarkson, yes. And ask if you can...
Oh, I've got his number somewhere on my phone. No, I don't know him. So anyway, You don't know why you've called in?
I heard...
It's like my granddad towards the end, he would make phone calls, didn't have a clue why.
Will Blanche call in?
Blanche?
We're looking for Blanche.
Do you remember Blanche?
Yeah.
I'd forgotten this, but Lewis called in and reminded me.
Yeah.
I owe you something.
Ian, I called a few days ago because I never realised how expensive it was, and I called in to say you weren't to do it.
This is the... Who did you call into?
Your producer.
Chris?
Yeah, I forgot.
Oh, Chris, this whole thing has been a farce. It's the Blue Peter Cat again. So you knew about this.
Yeah.
You're an idiot. Blanche?
Yeah.
It won't be me that's paying for it. Chris will be. Don't you worry. No, listen. I'm a man of my word. I promised I would...
Blanche! I never dreamt it was that expensive.
Blanche, I'm a very, very wealthy man. I sold another one of my villas today.
Oh.
Blanche, I made a promise several months ago to buy you Series 3 box set on DVD. You have got a DVD player, haven't you?
Yes.
Of Lost.
Yes.
I'm going to stick to my word, Blanche.
Oh, Ian, then I'm going to give an equivalent amount to charity.
Oh, no, don't be so stupid. Stuff charity. Don't do that. Because then you might as well just go and buy it yourself. Don't do that. It's just a present.
It's lovely of you, Ian. Well, I really didn't realise what that cost.
It doesn't matter at all. I promised, and I'm going to do it. Now, Blanche, I'm going to... I'll order it tomorrow, so you should get it in the next couple of... You'll have it by the end of the week, hopefully.
Oh, you're...
From Amazon. But I'm going to hand you over to Chris. Now, Chris, as we all know, is an idiot.
He's not.
Here he is. And you need to give Chris your address.
Yes.
But I want you to make sure... Chris is going to type it, not write it, because whenever he's written down an address or a phone number, we can't read it. It's useless. So he's going to type it, and then I want him to read it back to you, okay?
Okay.
To make sure... Because I want this to go to the right place.
Ian, are you sure?
Blanche, listen. It's not quite the same as James O'Brien giving a few hundred quid to that charity for paedophiles or whatever to pay off their phone bill. So do you remember he did that? Oh, James O'Brien might be phoning up the show tonight. Guess where James is, Blanche?
Where?
He's gone to see Tom Cruise.
Well, Tom Cruise wouldn't look at him.
He wouldn't look at him. Well, he's gone to see Tom Cruise on the red carpet of the premiere tonight. So hopefully James is going to call us up and tell us what's going on. And hopefully James will be very, very wet.
And very cold.
Well, have you got his number, Chris? If we haven't heard from him by 8:30, we'll give him a call. But Blanche, listen, it's an absolute pleasure. I said I'd do it, and I will do it. Of course I will.
That's really lovely.
It's a pleasure. I'm going to put you back to Chris now.
Okay.
See you later, love. But can you give us a call when it arrives as well?
I will.
All right, love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. You see, man of my word. Type it, Chris, and make sure you spell it correctly, and then send it to me, please. Oh, yes, doing a show on me. Gareth!
Good evening,
Gareth.
Good evening.
How's it going? What can I do for you?
Well, initially I just wanted to point out one little thing about the colour white.
Yes.
It's not really a colour. It's a collection of all the colours. According to Newtonian physics, every colour added together produces white.
Yes, well, we know it doesn't. It produces like a really horrible kind of mauve, doesn't it? If you've ever tried to do that with paint, it doesn't come out white.
Yeah, well, paint is different, because the colour spectrum in paint is slightly shifted.
Yes.
So the three primary colours are different from paint.
Uh-huh. Well, aren't you clever with your colour? But we all know that white and black, they are colours, really.
Well, no, black is the absence of all light.
So black is colour...
No, black is the absence of colour.
And therefore white, ipso facto, must be colour as well.
No, white is all colours.
Exactly, so it's the most colourful colour there is.
Absolutely, which is the reason why Chris wearing his white trousers would be fine.
So Chris is allowed to wear white trousers, despite the fact that it may make him look like a bit... He's allowed to do that.
Well, make sure he doesn't go commando, because it could show up the odd stain.
Well, this is the thing. I have a pair of kind of light... Well, I've got a kind of khaki trousers.
But trousers? Kind of... made out of dodgy linen stuff, are they?
No, like those sort of combat trousers that were fashioned about 10 years ago. And the thing is, if any sprinkles get on there, it's there for the... it's there, you have to... You can't get rid of them.
Sprinkles?
Sprinkles.
Sprinkles?
Sprinkles.
What is it with a sprinkle? What, like hundreds and thousands?
Exactly, Gareth.
Good Lord.
Well, Gareth, thank you for the call.
Fantastic.
Bye-bye. I think Gareth may have been calling from space or from a rocket ship that was just taking off because that was the noisiest thing I've ever heard in my life. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. It's a mixed bag so far. Colourful clothes, pipes, DVDs. I need to talk about my eye later on. I think I'm going blind in my right eye. I don't know. We'll talk about it a bit later on. If there are any medical people listening, please do focus, because I'm going to need your help. And can someone phone up as well? This is slightly geeky and boring, but I was trying to show off to Clive Bull earlier on this evening. Clive, who's on 10 o'clock, Monday... No, let me get that right. Sundays to Thursdays, 10 to 1. And we're both fans of Battlestar Galactica, and hey, it was him that turned me on to it. And I was trying to show off about my knowledge of the new series of Battle... There's apparently going to be a fourth series. But as I was talking to him, I realised I didn't actually really know as much as I thought I did, and I may have made a few things up just to look cool. So if anyone knows about the fourth series of Battlestar Galactica, don't worry, we won't dwell on it for too long, because it could be a little bit dull for those who aren't a fan of one of the greatest science fiction television series ever made. But could you give me a call? 0845 60 6097. I do thank you. Chris is in the Haringey. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Ian. I was just calling to tell you not to worry too much about your DVD givings to the cerebral palsy lot.
Okay, this is the different regions, yes.
Yeah, if people are buying DVDs, if they look on the spine or on the back, it's an obligation of the manufacturer of the DVD to put the region on a little world symbol, either on the spine or on the back of the DVD.
So what you've done there, Chris, and this, and I thank you wholeheartedly for this, you have taken the responsibility of me and put it off those fools that go and buy DVDs in charity shops.
Delegation of responsibility.
Oh, Chris, I like you, but because no one will look at that, will they?
They generally won't, but also, just in case anybody's listening, if they have a DVD player at home that isn't multi-region, most DVD players that are mass-manufactured are actually multi-region, and all you have to do is press a button sequence on the handset...
Yeah, the code.
...to activate it.
A DVD player that I got for £39 from a well-known leading supermarket, I was able to make multi-region. It took me a long, long time to find the code on the internet. I had to post on lots of forums and things like that. But I found it eventually.
Generally, if people go onto Google and they put the model number of their DVD player and type multi-region hack or multi-region crack, generally that'll bring it up pretty quick.
Now, I'm always... It's not illegal, is it? I know it validates, invalidates the warranty, but it's not illegal.
It's not illegal, no, absolutely not. Okay. In terms of invalidating the warranty, it's pretty difficult to say, because if you ever had a problem with the machine, you could just revert it back to region 2 anyway.
Ah, okay.
And the manufacturer wouldn't really have any idea. There's no software trace, there's no history.
I must admit, it was very exciting when I converted my... Because I remember my first DVD player, I spent a fortune and bought a region-free one that had been done already. But the first time I did it on this cheap one, and the little menu comes up on the screen, which region do you want? 0, 1, 2, 3... Well, 0, please, if that's an option. It's very sad. Chris, listen, thank you very much for that.
You're more than welcome.
Cheers, boss. There we go. Thank you. 0845 60 6097 is the telephone number. Sarge is in the Hendon. Good evening, Sarge.
How are you? You all right?
Apart from the fact I think I'm going blind in my right eye, apart from that...
Don't need that.
No, you don't need that. After 8 o'clock, I will let everyone know the exact dilemma I face. Maybe I'm being a little bit oversensitive, but we'll see after 8 o'clock.
We'll see what happens.
Yes, sir.
About the memory thing, I've done the memory course, and it does work.
Sorry?
Another memory thing is about working in pictures and connecting pictures.
Make a story. Okay,
it does work, 100%.
What do you mean you went on a memory course?
Well, it's basically a friend of mine who's quite an educated guy.
Yeah.
We were trying to learn a language, and he goes to me, well, I've done this memory course. Do the course with me for 2 days, about one-to-one basis, and see what happens, and... It's amazing. He can get two decks of cards.
Yeah.
I can go through the whole two decks card, and at the end of the session, at the end of the hour, we were talking about other things. Yeah. It was about 2-3 hours. He memorised everything in order.
I'm just writing down a list. Hang on a minute. Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No, Sarge, no! You come on the radio talking the talk. You've got to walk the walk. Hang on. Right. Okay, I'm going to read you a list of 10 things, Sarge.
Okay, I haven't done this for ages.
Oh, here we go.
I'll give it a go.
I'm going to read you 10 things. We're going to go to the travel. We're going to come back from the travel. I want the 10 things back in order.
Okay.
Right? iPod.
Uh-huh.
Phone.
Uh-huh.
Paper.
Sorry, sir?
Paper.
Okay.
The number 642.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
A keyboard. Yeah. A bag. Okay. Nurofen. Chris. Monkey. And my mum. Sarge, we'll come back, and if you haven't got all of those things in a few minutes' time, you're a fake. Alan Joyce.
Yes. The M25.
Well, sorry, done, you sir.
I was just trying to remember the items. I remember your mum. That's about as far as I got.
Whoa, what are you saying about my mum?
No, nothing.
Oh, in the list. I'm so sorry.
Yes, in the list.
Away you go, Alan. Good night.
Okay. The M25 is a lane blocked clockwise between junction 2 and 3. That's the A2 to the M20, and that's following a breakdown earlier. It's still blocking one lane there. Delays on the A102 heading out of town from the Woolwich Road flyover to the Sun in Sands roundabout. That's because of a broken down car. The A23 in Brixton has now fully reopened, heading out of town at Upper Tulse Hill following an accident earlier. And in Kingston, the traffic lights are still not working properly on Fairfield West, just by Western Park. That's causing delays on the westbound side especially. Now, if you're heading onto the tubes, a few problems still. 5 lines still there disrupted this evening. The Victoria line's not running between Victoria and Brixton, and there are delays on the rest of the line. Don't forget, the whole line will be suspended after 10 o'clock this evening for planned engineering works. There are also severe delays on the Circle, District and Hammersmith and City lines, and there are delays on the Metropolitan line. Overground trains, though, are coping okay. LBC 97.3 Travel. EdX Update is in half an hour.
Some things just go together. Fish and chips, gin and tonic, Anton Deck. But what goes with you?
What goes with you?
If you're yet to find your perfect partner and you're bored of looking in bars and fed up with your friends' mates, maybe it's time to try meeting new people from the comfort of your own home with LBC Dating. It's a fast, easy way to meet people just like you. It's free to join and upload your own profile and look through other profiles to find your perfect partner. Become a member today by going to lbcdating.com. Find your perfect date with LBC Dating.
When one thinks of designer names, one thinks of Bond Street, the home to all things stylish. But for me, the real home of designer names is Ballard's Lane, North Finchley. That's where you'll find the Curtain Factory outlet and all their designer name curtain and upholstery fabric, which they sell for just $6.99 a metre, excluding VAT. It's designer heaven without the hellish price tag. Visit curtainfactoryoutlet.co.uk or call 0208 492 0093. VAT includes a price, $8.21 per metre.
Okay, now, before the travel, you heard me read a list of 10 things to Sarge in the Hendon, who claims to be a memory man. He's been on a memory course, and he can remember 2 decks of cards. I read in the 10 list. Let's go to him now. Sarge, are you there? No, of course he's not there, because he bottled it. He bottled it! Chris, have you managed to find Sarge again?
No, he's just going to answer
phone. Oh, Sarge bottled it! Unbelievable! Sarge, you bottled it. Well, do you know what? The show is on hold. I do. Barnsworth, I'm sorry.
It's okay, I can understand.
Stay there. No, I can't even let you speak. The show is on hold, Barnsworth, until we get Sarge back. It's as simple as that. We're not going on until Sarge the bottler gets back on the air. Sarge, put your phone down. Answer the call from my producer, Agent Chris. You say, oh, me and my mate can remember 2 packs of cards. You are talking out of your... You just wanted to come on the radio and have a lovely, lovely little show-off. Well, do you know what, mate? You can't do that with me. I'm afraid that isn't happening. Now, to fill the time while we're waiting for Sarge, I thought we'd listen to a little bit of this. OK, first one to buzz in and tell me what song this is. You can play this as well, Barnsworth. What is this song? Anyone know? Alex? Chris? First one to buzz in.
Living on a Prayer.
Oh, wow! How the hell did you get it from that? How are they doing? Wow, 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 wow.
I'm a bit embarrassed.
That's brilliant. Well done. It's a good song. I'm doing beatbox. I was trying to do vocoder, but it came out as beatbox. This doesn't matter. Chris, how are we doing finding Sarge?
Sarge, is that you? Sarge, stay on the line. I'm going to pop you through to Ian.
You know Sarge has just gone on the internet and listened. Sarge, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Where did you go, you bottler?
No, what happened? I was driving, I had to pull over, and I thought, what's with old Bill, so I had to pull over.
OK. So, Sarge.
Right.
This is like, I feel, if ever I become a magician, right, and do a stage act, this is the music. Right. Sarge, stay there. I'm going to mind me doing some magic tricks. Hang on 1 second.
Whoa!
Wow!
Whoa!
Yeah, I could do it. Right. Sarge.
Yeah.
What are the 10 items in the correct order?
I'm going to fail miserably.
Well, hang on a second. Let me just get my bits and pieces together. Okay, here we go. Let's hear the 10 items I just read to you.
Okay. Bear in mind, I haven't done this for 4 years.
Okay.
iPod.
Correct.
Phone.
Correct.
Paper.
Correct.
Keyboard. Don't know what that means. 649.
Carry on.
Nurofen.
Okay, carry on.
Oh, this is where it goes a bit hazy. Monkey.
You mean this is where it goes a bit hazy? It's got a bit hazy already. Monkey, okay, go on.
I got blah, 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 and mum.
Let's count up. This music's brilliant. Okay, let's have a look. So you got iPod. That was correct. You said phone. That was correct. You said paper. Correct. You said keyboard. That wasn't the next one on the list. I'm afraid I have to mark that as wrong. The next one on the list was the number 642. You said 649. Then you missed out the bag. Oh, you got the bag, but you got it in the wrong order. You missed out Nurofen. You missed out Chris. You said monkey. And of course, monkey was the right answer. Then the next answer, which you said was my mum. You got 1, 2, 3. You got 5 of them in the right order, and so you got. Sarge, it was better than it could have been.
You know what? I've done much better before because
I don't believe you.
No, it was. It does work, 100%. I was learning a language. I was learning a new.
Oh, I've cut Sarge off probably because he was full of it. Listen to the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra! Rocking out, man! Woo! I love it. Isn't it great? I don't know if you've ever seen an orchestra when they do like a rock song or a pop song or something. And it's all these squares in like suits on the channel. And they're loving it. And they'll be playing like the worst pop rock song. Awful. But they'll think, yeah, man, this is it. The kids are going to love us. Whoa! Well, I've lost my voice. Barnsworth.
Hiya.
Hello, Barnsworth. If tonight's show isn't the greatest show I have ever done on LBC 97.3, everyone, except for the bosses, gets their money back. Everyone.
We don't pay for it anyway.
Oh, a technicality. Just a technicality there, Barnsworth. I do have to stress that any money I earn will go home to me. But all the listeners... It's free beer tonight, listeners! Etc. Barnsworth.
Hiya, are you alright?
I'm good, actually. I'm overly good. I don't know what's happened. Something in the... Just at 7 o'clock, just after 7 o'clock, something clicked. And I became excitable, happy... Full of life, Barnsworth, where before I was miserable, grey, dull, lifeless, limp, and other words like that.
Good. Anyway, I've had a cold all day. Anyway.
Look, you've been crying all day.
I've had a cold all day.
Ah, cold schmolds.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes.
Your pipes.
Oh, your pipes.
Why don't you try the internet for some?
Well, the thing is, we need them by Wednesday. I suppose we could do it next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris is looking disappointed. You don't want to do it next Wednesday?
I was looking forward to it.
If we haven't got pipes, though, we can't do Pipe Smoker Special.
We'll get pipes.
We need... OK, for anyone who doesn't know, we need pipes for Pipe Smoker Special. But as Chris pointed out, we cannot accept pipes from listeners because they may have...
Yeah.
...done that. And I'm not putting that in my mouth. Not again. So, where could we buy a pipe? This is the thing, Bartle. I don't know where men buy pipes.
Somewhere that sells.
If you... I'm going to have to cut you off now.
And stuff.
There we go. That offers no use to anybody. 0845 6060973. Where the hell can we buy pipes? Does that memory man stuff really work? Where you picture, you make a story about all the things. I don't think it does. You connect all the things via some sort of story. I think that's nonsense. Sarge had a go. If anyone can get 10 out of 10, well, you'll get a round of applause from at least two of the three gentlemen sitting here this evening.
Order! And how is the minister expected to raise the necessary funds? Clearly, the endowment policy mentioned, once surrendered, will provide nothing like enough.
The honourable member is misinformed. In contrast to his own party's woeful record on such policies, the endowment in question will be sold through AAP, resulting in a significant fiscal increase over the surrender value.
If you're thinking of surrendering an endowment policy, then you could budget for much more by selling through AAP. Call 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Hey, hey, hey. You, glasses. I'm trying to send an email, right?
Yeah.
It's a private email. I shouldn't be doing it. Every time I go to type in the L of the first name, that comes up. Attach file. What, have I got caps lock or something? I don't know.
Are you leaning down on control?
No, mate. No, mate.
Alt?
No, mate. No, I'm not touching anything.
Shift?
Ah, I just did it then, by hitting the control button. So it must have got stuck by, So, thank you. Thanks, glasses. Steve!
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Steve.
How are you doing, Ian? You were talking about remembering things in order, the 10 things.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I used to do in my 20s.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, it's all right, though.
Steady on.
Right, well, I've stopped... I can't do it anymore, because...
Wait, you're married?
You haven't come to it yet.
Right.
In my 20s, we used to go to nightclubs, me and my friends.
Yes.
And the biggest chat-up line we used to do is, tell me your number, I'll remember it, I won't even write it down. And I can say to you, Ian, I promise you, I can't do it anymore because I'm married, but number two is, I tell you what, I can't do it because you put it in your mobile as soon as you get a number now. But what I used to do is I could remember three or four phone numbers.
You mucky pup.
Three or four no phone numbers, and I'll tell you what, if I didn't pull that night and I could only remember one or two, my mates used to tell me to remember phone numbers for them, and I could remember three or four phone numbers, and in the old days we used to go out to London, it was 01707, and I could remember four numbers.
The phone numbers, of course, were shorter in those days.
They were, it was usually seven numbers, wasn't it? Like 340 and all that. Yeah, but
well, how did you manage to do it?
I'll tell you what, I've played poker since I was 9 years old.
Oh.
And we used to play a game called Five Card Stud, not what you see on TV.
No,
and,
that's Texas.
And the art of Five Card Stud was remembering past cards.
Right.
And I just had a knack, Ian, and I've still got a knack of remembering cards. Nice. But when I say I remember cards, you'd only have to remember 10 or 12 cards at par. So I just had a knack of remembering phone numbers. And as you know, the only way you could, if you got a girl's number, you were always searching for a pen, weren't you, or a paper to put it down.
Yeah, always. I know.
The biggest chat-up line I used to say in my 20s was, give us your phone number, I'll remember it, and I'll ring you on Monday. So they'll say, the girls that liked you used to say, go on then. I said, just tell me once. And you know what I used to do, Ian? I used to even take it a step further. I'd say, what area do you live in? If they said, for example, Crouch End.
He knew dialing codes. You knew dialing codes, Steve.
I knew dialing codes. 340 Crouch End, 883.
There's nothing that gets a girl hornier than a man who knows a dialing code. That's a fact.
You see, the thing is, Ian, girls don't... In the old days, girls wouldn't want to give you their number too quickly.
No,
yeah?
Of course they wouldn't.
It's not like now. They give everyone their number because it goes to mobile, it goes to voicemail.
Yeah.
And if you've got a girl's phone number in the old days, you're talking about 25 years ago, just before mobile.
You're getting a bit of...
well, you know that an old man could answer the phone, so that means that girl liked you to give her your phone number, yeah?
Steve, listen, thank you for that, mate.
Okay, mate.
Cheers, fella. Well done. I remember that. I remember phoning up girls and their house. This is it, kids. You don't know you're born. You do not know you're born. We used to have to phone up girls at their house on their house phone, and their dad would answer, yes. Susan there, please. Who is this? Oh, no, I've got the wrong number! You put the phone down. That's what I used to do. Awful, awful. 0845 6060973 is the telephone number. Coming up after the news, why I think I'm going blind. Or Victoria!
What?
Can I speak to you after the news?
Yeah.
Thank you. Jesus. We talked about colourful clothes, pipes, going blind. And there was something else. Oh, it don't matter. I'll think of it during the news. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, police not happy at sentencing after an attack on a man aged nearly 100. Where is the mother? A search in Mallorca after a British girl falls from a balcony. And hear from Tom Cruise as he controls Leicester Square's red carpet. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage. A man's walked free from court after attacking a 96-year-old on a tram in Croydon, and British Transport Police say that's not enough. Shaw Chowdhury is now blind in one eye after being punched in the face by Stephen Gordon. The 44-year-old's been given a 3-year supervision order. Since the incident, the great-grandfather's health has deteriorated and he now lives in a care home. The search is on for a British mother after a young girl fell from a balcony in Mallorca. The child's in a critical condition after she was found early this morning. Journalist Humphrey Carter is on the island and says searchers have so far found no sign of the missing woman.
They've had a helicopter up. National Police helicopter's been combing the cliffs, the coastline, just in case. And they've been round to neighbouring hotels to see if she'd perhaps met anyone over the weekend and had gone round to see them or seek solace or help or what have you.
Celebrities in the poshest parts of California are feeling the heat as wildfires rage close to upmarket neighbourhoods. A state of emergency has been declared in 7 areas. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says firefighters are battling the flames round the clock.
Tens of thousands of acres have burned. Thousands of buildings have been threatened. We've been evacuating residents in harm's way. And extremely dangerous heavy winds and dry conditions make it very, very hard to get those fires under control.
The Football Association's confirmed Wembley could host the Champions League final in 2010 or 11. The rebuilt stadium's been shortlisted by UEFA alongside Berlin's Olympic Stadium, the Allianz Arena in Munich, Madrid's Bernabeu and the Mestalla in Valencia. Tonight, Spurs are in Premiership action against Newcastle, kicking off around now. Hundreds of Tom Cruise fans have been enjoying the star treatment in Leicester Square this evening. The actor has been carrying out one of his trademark walkabouts ahead of the premiere of Lions for Lambs. It's a film about the aftermath of September the 11th and the war on terror. Tom says it should give people lots to talk about.
It's a film that you should have a dialogue about. There needs to be conversation afterwards. And people that have seen it, I remember when I read the script, I thought, boy, this is a very compelling story, and I felt entertaining in that way also.
If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobiles may vary. On the tubes, there are severe delays on the Circle, District and Hammersmith and City lines after signal problems at Tower Hill. London's weather, a cloudy, gloomy evening, but the cloud breaking up during the course of the night, and by morning, temperatures dropping under clear skies. Lows of 3 degrees Celsius. LBC, it's 8.03.
L. London's.
B.
Biggest.
C.
Conversation.
This is LBC 97.3. LBC.
A full head of hair is part of what makes a man feel like a man, know what I mean? So when it starts to
disappear, you can end up losing your mojo and feeling a little bit, but
Regain is clinically proven to help stop hair loss in 8 out of 10 cases. Visit regain.co.uk or your local pharmacy for a product that can help you rediscover your shamalama ding-dong. Regain, hair for life.
Regain for Men contains minoxidil for hereditary hair loss, requires continuous use. Always read the label.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good Evening.
Hey man,
yeah, you want to come in?
You come in, bin man. The bin man's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's back on the agenda. He's back as part of the show. These bins have got to be emptied, and he's the only one that can do it. He's the bin man. A very exciting first hour of the show. Very exciting. I've been fueled by But medicines you can buy over the counter for headaches, which is incredible. So what have we talked about? And by the way, don't forget, I keep saying this, you don't have to call in about the stuff that I'm talking about. If you've got anything that you think is important and needs to be mentioned on the forum that is London's biggest conversation, LBC 97.3, then pick up the phone and dial 0845 60 60973. That's the telephone number. But what have we talked about? Well, have you got that? Did you get Blanche's email address, home address?
Yeah, I did.
You didn't send it to me, though.
I sent it to me.
We've talked about what constitutes colourful clothes. Tomorrow, Chris, Alex and I, let's be honest, we all wear... we all have our own little uniforms that we wear. Mine's like jeans, white T-shirt and grey jumper I'm enjoying wearing at the moment. Chris's really boring clothes from the 80s and Alex is kind of like cool, dark, sort of... black, dark clothes is generally the thing. Well, we're gonna shake this place up tomorrow. We're going to wear the most colourful clothes we've got. Not going to wear, like, stripy rainbow braces and, you know, we're not going to dress like... I literally swore. Not going to dress like flipping idiots. But we're going to wear colourful clothes, okay? So, and you're invited to. But what does anyone have colourful trousers? I don't think anyone does, do they? It seems an odd thing. 0845 60 60973. What, Chris? Could you remind London what else we've talked about while I take a breather for a second?
We're also talking about memory.
Oh yeah, we are. I actually forgot that wasn't me doing a joke. That wasn't me doing a gag. Isn't that ridiculous? Flippin' heck, if only I were that clever. We are talking about memory. And do you have any tricks for working the memory? Because that Dominic O'Brien, who used to say, well, what you need to do is picture a story of and connect all the things. It doesn't work. Does not work. So if there's any tricks that you know for remembering stuff, 0845 6060 973. Now, Victoria.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
My right eye,
mm-hmm.
for the last... 2-3 weeks
mm-hmm.
every now and then it gets a really aggressive twitch to the right of it in the eyelid.
Fatigue.
What?
It's just fatigue.
What do you mean it's just fatigue? What is it?
No, all it is fatigue.
What do you mean if it's just fatigue?
It's just fatigue.
No, what do you mean it's just fatigue?
Well, you're knackered. You just have some sleep.
But what if I, even when I wake up, I just like, it's like,
I get it in my lip sometimes.
I bet you do, but we're talking about a twitch in the eye.
I get it in my eye and I get it in my lip.
But I've had it... I get it every now and then, probably just a trapped nerve. That's fine.
No, it's fatigue. It's caused by fatigue. It's because you're tired.
No, it's not, don't be so stupid.
I'm not stupid.
I think it's a trapped nerve.
No, honestly, it's fatigue.
But either trapped nerve or fatigue.
Yeah.
Either way, it's becoming more and more regular to the point where I'm actually thinking, well, maybe I should go to the doctor.
And he'll tell you it's fatigue.
He won't tell me it's fatigue, though, because it isn't. He'll more likely say it's a trapped nerve.
All right, I bet you... I'll do a bet with you, and if I'm wrong,
okay.
I'll pay up. I bet you,
yes,
£10.
Okay. Oh no, I'm not doing these bets with listeners anymore. I tell you why.
Why not?
Because I once had a bet with a woman called Paula. I bet her £20 that she was talking absolute nonsense.
Mm.
I did some research. It was about a Marvin Gaye song. She was talking guff. She has not paid me this £20. I phoned her up several times on air. The last time I phoned her up, she pretended she was sick and dying. So I know I don't do these bets with listeners anymore.
Let's do a bet that
whoa, hang on a minute.
Money.
I bet £100 with some bloke last week. Who was that weird bloke who bet me £100 about... He'd had a bet with... he'd had a bet... It's coming to me. He had a bet with John Holmes about something. And I said, I bet you that bet wasn't with me. I bet you £100 it was, sir.
Was it with Vincent?
Was it Vincent? Not Vinnie Vincent. It wasn't Vinnie Vincent. It was a proper blow. I bet you £100. And he was going to send me a cheque. That never happened. If anyone...
Then let's bet something that can be repaid.
No. Redamphy, if you're listening... Oh, he's been away on a holiday. If someone's listening who's a little bit weird and creepy, and not saying that you are, Redamphy, not saying that at all. You're a bit... You're not. You're a bit... If someone is listening who, like, you know, logs the show and takes in every... soaks up every moment of the show, could you call in... 084... I don't know why I'm telling you the phone number. You'll know it. Could you call in and tell me who the guy was that I had a bet with? Bin Man, you don't remember who I had a bet with, do you? No, okay, but then you can't talk English again. Okay. Anyway, Victoria, that's not why you've called in, is it?
And Redamphy's the one on Digital Spy, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes, I know.
He's a good lad, him.
He He's very sweet.
He's a good lad. He's a nice. I met him. He's a nice bloke.
Yes, he's very nice.
Yeah. He's one of the good guys.
He's one of the good guys.
Digital Spy, it's weird, isn't it? I popped in there to have a little look the other day.
It does turn into a battle zone.
I've posted on there.
You posted?
I've posted on there under a pseudonym.
Oh, what's your pseudonym?
Oh, I'm not saying.
Oh, good.
No one doesn't know what we're talking about. Digital Spy is a forum where a lot of freaks hang out. and generally slag me off. Cheers, man. See you later. Slag me off. Slag off the style of radio I do and love Steve Allen. Or slag off Steve Allen, slag off the style of radio Steve Allen does and love me. It's kind of that, you know, pretty much. And then
it
there's
should be renamed.
Who are they? Who's on there? Gurney Slade.
Oh,
Henry X. Redamphy. They're all these, you know, people.
Yeah, they are a bit.
Oh, they're just what's so funny is people are so vicious, aren't they? When you cut me, do I not bleed?
Oi.
Shakespeare, almost.
Oi.
Almost Shakespeare.
Oi.
What?
It's great fun just going in there to wind them
Oh,
up.
Exactly. Well, that's what I've done. That's what I've done with my post.
I've been banned twice doing it.
Well done. Good luck, kids, trying to find out which one's me. there's a prize of £5 to the first person that can find out who's me. Anyway, we're being a little bit self-indulgent here, which is
okay.
Naughty.
Well, this is,
back to the topics.
Yeah, the topic was I do a little something in the summer.
I don't know if we're allowed to talk about that, are we? Make a bit of extra cash.
Yeah, that's it. No, I do a little something with my clothing in the summer, which...
You let it out because you put on weight?
Partly out of laziness.
Oh, okay.
And partly because it's a bit slutty.
Oh.
I wear white linen trousers.
Oh, yeah.
With black thong.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's not good.
Well, it's just because usually I've run out of, like, light...
We don't want to see your... We actually don't want to see your pants.
Well, actually, men do like
No, men don't. No, yeah, no, the wrong kind of men like it.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I want a little bit of mystery. I don't want to see your... I probably do, actually.
Think about it. You don't actually see that much of the song. You're just aware that it's there.
Yeah,
so it's not that slutty, but I was wearing them down, you know, low batties, and you could see the song.
No, that's not good. That is awful.
Yeah, that's not good.
That is common and awful.
Yeah, that is really common.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, but I do it, and it is partly because I want to, and partly because I'm too lazy to find any underwear that matches.
Well, Victoria, thanks very much for bringing the show down 7 tones. It's much appreciated. Cheers, love. Bye-bye. Matt's in the Crayford. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Yeah, what's wrong?
I've had that twitchy eye thing as well.
I think I could be going blind, am I right? Not making light, this is how messed up my head is. I think I'm going blind with it.
Well, this is why I rang in. I actually thought I was going to go blind today.
No, why? What happened?
I was at work, knocking this plastic saddle thing at work, and a lump broke off.
Yeah.
Hit me in the eye, and I saw it land on the ground and thought nothing of it, apart from the fact my eye hurt. And it wasn't until I looked in a mirror that I could see that there was a piece of white plastic in, like, the
jelly of
ring.
The jelly of your eye.
Yeah, I mean, it was moving with me, moving my eye, so I knew it wasn't floating.
You nearly
it was inside it.
Yeah, it went inside it.
It went inside the coloured part of my eye.
The blue?
Yeah, it was in the blue. That's why I could see it.
Man.
It was rank, and I could feel it scratching. Like the inside of my eyelid when I blinked.
How did you get that out? Tweezers?
Right, hospital job.
Oh. Did they lick it out?
With a needle.
Oh, they needle. Oh, really? Oh, gee.
Oh, man. It made my bum twitch, though, you know?
Yeah, I bet it would do.
Just digging at my eye with a needle. She made it bleed as well, which was
She good. Made your eye bleed? Can eyes bleed?
Well, yes, they can, yeah. Definitely.
I'm almost speechless at that.
But I've had the twitchy eye thing, and I don't think you're going to go blind, because I didn't.
I've had it for about 3 weeks, though, the twitchy eye.
Yeah, well, I had mine for months.
Oh, jeez.
Literally months.
Okay.
And eventually it goes without you even knowing about it.
Matt, listen...
It must get to a peak and then peter back off again, you know?
Matt, thank you for that. Cheers,
right.
Fella. I think with eyes, you can lick them better. You can lick them better.
But how can you lick your own?
Well, no, not your own, obviously, you fool. Someone, a nurse or a doctor, or your mum has to. You can lick dirt out of someone's. It's a fact, you can do it. I'm sure. Okay, can a medical person call in? 0845 60 60 973. Am I right there in thinking you can lick someone's eye clean and better? That you can do that, can't you? I'm sure you can. And if someone can tell me how to get rid of this twitchy eye, because I am not enjoying it at all. 0845 6060 973. No one's called in really with many tips on getting pipes as well. That's that seems to be the great shame. We do need pipes. So if anyone knows, give us a call. We'll speak to Edwina after this. It's the Travel News with Amanda.
Thanks very much. Looking at problems still on the tubes, the Victoria line is suspended between Victoria and Brixton after a signal failure, and there are delays too on the rest of the line. Also, severe delays continue for the Circle District and Hammersmith and City lines, and there's longer to wait for it too for Metropolitan line trains. Overground trains, though, they're running well at the moment, and on the roads, it's good news now for the Kent stretch of the M25. It's all open again clockwise between Junction 2 at the A2 and Junction 3 at Swanley, after the breakdown there was moved away. Still a bit slow heading south out of the Blackwall Tunnel towards the Sun in Sands roundabout with a broken down lorry there. And Kings Road in Chelsea is still down to one lane both ways between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove for repairs to a gas leak. In Kingston, the traffic lights aren't working on Fairfield West at Western Park. Looking good though for the rest of the motorways at least. The M1's still a bit slow heading away from town out through the roadworks, but on the whole, things are doing well. Don't forget though, you can always call us on the jam line 08000 68. Your next update is in half an hour. LBC 97.3 Travel.
You've come into work on a crowded train. You've paid a fortune for your season ticket. There's nowhere to park the car. You get on the train, it's running late. There's nowhere to sit, and you get groped while you're waiting on the damn thing. You then have a horrible day at work, working for a company you don't like, for a boss who's an incompetent idiot, who's possibly verging on some kind of mental complaint. You then have a horrible lunch that you rush down, which you don't enjoy, from a sandwich where you're overcharged ridiculously by someone with a cup of coffee who doesn't even speak English, doesn't even understand what you're asking. You try to go to the post office, and they've shut it for you. Then you get back on a train that's late. You get in, and it's pouring with rain, you get home, and no wonder you want a glass of wine. That is the reality.
So, just another perfect day then, Nick. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
Buying a car is a giant decision, so make sure you do it the Car Giant way.
Giant choice.
Up to 5,000 cars in stock, thousands on display.
Giant savings.
Amazing low, low prices.
Giant quality.
All cars undergo a 114-point safety check.
Giant sight.
123-acre site in White City, London. Visit cargiant.co.uk. It's one of the best giant decisions you can make.
Car Giant. Giant choice. Giant savings.
LBC 97.3.
This is a good one. Good evening. Let's go over live now to High Wycombe. We say good evening, Edwina.
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening.
Hey, you're sounding very energetic tonight.
It's a good show tonight, isn't
yeah.
it? It's the I'm going to say this. It's the best show I've ever done on LBC 97.3.
Until tomorrow.
No, tomorrow's is going to be awful. I'm afraid all the rest of the week are going to suck because I'm using all of the energy and the topics from the week in tonight's show. I don't care, Edwin. What are you going to do, sue me? You're going to sue me? You're not going to sue me, are you?
It's
you
very can't entertaining. Who
you
could
love
sue
me.
You?
Who could sue me?
Yeah.
Well, I know.
Listen, when your eye twitches,
yes.
do you ever look at it at your eye, you know, see it twitching when you're in the mirror?
No, I don't. I never get to a mirror quick enough. I'm always keen to, but I never make it.
Okay, well, try and see, if because it will give you an idea of what it looks like.
Well, I'd say,
But when I... used to have my eye twitching.
Yes.
I used to put slices on each eye of cucumber to cool it down.
Yeah, the cucumber is good for you. Yes, your eyes, yes.
Yeah.
It's good for if you've got bags under your eyes as well, apparently.
Oh, I don't suffer from those. Not yet. Touch wood.
Edwina?
Yeah?
Where can I buy a lens cap from?
A lens cap.
Well, I tell you why, because I've bought an old camera off of the eBay, a really old Pentax,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, for a long time, well, it's not working, because it's got a little light at the side. When you look through the hole,
mm-hmm.
there's nothing better than focusing a camera properly. Looking through the hole, focusing the camera. And there's a little meter at the side that you need to get it sort of about 60. I don't know what it is, but there's a little light.
Mm-hmm.
And to get the light to work, up until Saturday, I've been hitting the camera.
Oh, no, gosh. You think that's why?
Well, I thought it was broken. It's not. You just have to gently press the button down a little bit. The light comes up. I found out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I went to Highgate Cemetery, the West Side, mm-hmm. where it's all there's all architecture. Alexander Litvinenko is buried there. The man who invented the Crufts dog show is buried there.
You were talking about this a few weeks ago, weren't you?
He doesn't like dogs.
He doesn't like dogs.
He didn't like dogs. He had cats. Well, I went to the other side before, and this is the side. This is the side we have to go with a tour guide.
Right.
And what else did I say? Well, anyways, it's brilliant. Brilliant in there.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from this is the thing. There was a tour. We had a tour guide. This old guy called Richard, who was brilliant, made it very entertaining, very funny, very interesting. And there were some young people there that were obviously learning to be tour guides because they were sort of talking to him sort of privately and taking down notes about all the stories he told about the graves and about the symbolism and the graves and stuff like that. And they were quite young, early 20s. One of them was wearing hot pants. Now,
hot pants?
Hot pants in a cemetery, and she's trained to be a guy. Then she came and spoke to me. She says, I know you from somewhere. Have you ever been on telly? I said, yeah, I may have been on television in the past, but
you love all that.
Oh, no, I don't know what to say. I'll tell you what you do, right? I've done this before.
Uh-huh.
I know you from the telly, don't you? Yeah, I used to do a thing called the 11 o'clock show with Ali G and Ricky. No, it's not that. Okay, I did a thing called The Rise, breakfast show with Kate. No, it's not that. And I go through my whole CV, and they go, no, it's not that. What's that? What's that thing you did with the Royal Family? No, that's Ralph Little. That's what you've had. Oh, it gets on my nerves. Anyway,
didn't mention Emmerdale.
No. Well, they do sometimes. Oh. Anyway, so I've lost my lens cap whilst using this camera in the west thing of Highgate Cemetery. So can you just buy lens caps on their own, sans camera?
Gosh, I don't know. Have you tried an independent
record label?
Well, sometimes you get these independent shops that you can go to that sell cameras.
Know. Do you?
Or places like John Lewis. Be able to help.
I went to John. What did I buy in John Lewis at the weekend? What did I buy there? I bought something. What did I buy at John Lewis at the weekend? I was in there. I went in there to buy something. I didn't have any of the aftershave I wanted, but that wasn't why I went there. That was, blinds. Went to get blinds. Where can I buy fridge magnets? You can't get fridge magnets anywhere. You cannot get fridge magnets. John Lewis, oh, they're here. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Oh, we've stopped doing them.
What about Argos? Yes, Argos.
I don't go. I don't go to Argos.
No, but... Listen.
Yes.
No, a few months ago, you had your passport renewed. Before you went to America.
Oh, my mum's passport I had renewed.
Oh, was it your mum's?
Maybe I had mine as well.
I thought you had
Maybe
yours.
I did.
Yeah. Oh, well, my passport needs renewing.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought Petit France was still...
No.
And it's not.
It's not Petit France.
Yeah. And so I rang up today.
Yes.
And it was very difficult to understand what was going on because they asked me for my postal code.
Oh, yes.
And I've got to go up to London...
Oh.
For an interview.
Ah.
Did you have to go for an interview?
No. What's happened to your passport? Have you lost it?
No. It's the 10 years is up.
Well, just send it to them. It'll take 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I want it fast tracked.
Ah, no. What I did was I paid a company to do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
I paid a company, I don't know, £100 or something, and they did it for me. But I messed up the form. It was my mum's. It was definitely my mum's. And we'd messed up the form the first time round, so it should take 3 days.
Well, I want mine fast-tracked,
right.
But it's the interview aspect
I've not heard of this interview thing.
Me, because I've never been interviewed before, and they don't want any sort of documents except a utility, bill.
It'll be fine.
But... What sort of questions?
It'll be fine. They'll just want to make sure that you're not a terrorist, that you're not in any way connected with the Nazi party, that you have never attempted to... No, I don't know. It'll just be to check your who you say you are. That's all it'll be.
Yeah, but, and also I asked whether parking was easy. I think it's in Eccleton Square or sounds like that. And they didn't have a clue.
There'll be no... I don't know where it is, but there'll be no parking in London.
No. Oh.
I know, it sounds like it's going to be a nightmare. But parking an NCP, it'll cost you about 15 quid.
Good grief.
Yeah, well, it's London parking. And just do it. It'll be an expensive day, but you'll have your passport. That's kind of how I looked on it.
And the other question I wanted to ask,
yes.
Do I take passport photographs with me, or do they do them there?
Take them with you.
Take them with me.
I would take them with you. You don't need to get them signed, do you, because you're just renewing your passport.
I don't know. See, that's why I thought I'd ring you.
Oh, Christ.
Because you've been through the process.
Get a form from the post office. For a passport. Get a form from the post office,
mm-hmm.
and it will tell you what to do on that form.
Okay.
But definitely do that. Even if you don't need it, do that and fill it in properly and get your pictures. I don't think you need them countersigned if you're just getting it, if the old one's expired. In fact, I'm sure you don't. And do that.
It's very annoying when you ring up for information and they can't give you the sort of information, and I've got to ring you up to try and find out.
Edwina, modern life is rubbish.
Yeah, it's...
Keep listening, because I can see a couple of people are calling in already with answers and stuff, so
okay.
Keep listening. Edwina, thank you for that.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Christine.
Hello.
Hello, Christine. Oh, it's lovely, Christine.
Hello.
Who ruined my birthday.
Hey!
Yeah. Are you in the bath?
No, I'm in the kitchen.
Okay, so it sounds echoey, and I thought I heard water splash.
No.
Okay, that's fine. I don't mind if you are.
No.
I quite like it, in fact.
Oh, next time.
Anyway, Christine.
First, I'd like to season 4.
Okay, thank you, because I was trying to explain it to Clive Ball, and I realised halfway through the sentence I didn't know what I was talking about, and I made a lot of it up. So tell me about it.
Well,
bearing in mind...
No spoilers.
I haven't seen Series 3 yet.
No. Oh, okay.
Okay.
It says in here, this magazine, that season 3 didn't go down very well, but I thought it was really good.
Well, I've heard mixed reports, but yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, awesome. Apparently the film is going to be called Razor.
Oh, okay, Razor, yes. And when's that?
2 hours.
2 hours.
And apparently it's going to be detailing what happened on the Pegasus during the first attack of the Cylons.
Okay, lovely, thank you.
And it's going to be having flashbacks to the young Adama.
Oh, young Adama!
Yeah.
Wicked. Is it going to be him playing it, though?
I doubt it.
I liked it when he was young Adama in Series 2, and he just looked really old, but with a wig on, and it was a bit rubbish.
It might be the same as that.
What's his name? James Michael Olmos or something. And so the series is then going to be Battlestar Pegasus, is it?
No, I don't think so. The series?
Yeah.
It hasn't got much about it, because it's only hints at it.
Right.
Apparently the original Cylons, you know, the robotic ones.
Yeah.
They're called Centurions. Apparently they rebel. And
oh, really?
War.
Yeah.
This is what they think.
Right.
And there's going to be more about the final 5 Cylons. You know, the ones that we're not sure who are Cylons, like the humans.
But is it about Galactica or Pegasus?
Oh.
I thought it was about Pegasus.
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I wouldn't say too much. I wouldn't want to give too much away, even if it did.
Oh, well, it starts... I thought it starts in November, didn't it?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, I've got a phone...
Oh, it's about Galactica. My boyfriend just hurt someone.
Hey! That's brilliant news!
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to find my diary, because I've remembered I've got to phone someone up about cutting a tree down.
So you need to totally catch up with season 3.
Okay, well I'm doing.
But the end is like.
I'm cutting her off. That's dangerous talk. That's dangerous talk. What she was doing there, Christine. I don't want to be rude. I had to cut you off there because we were playing a very dangerous game. Chong is in Hendon.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, Chong.
Nice show.
Thank you.
Yes, I was just thinking about this 20 years ago.
Yes.
Your stock market crash. In the morning.
Yeah.
It's a bad memory, but it was still 20 years going on.
Are you not thinking about the storm, the hurricane?
That's right, yes. And don't care about the fans falling, because in the morning, everybody talk about the stock and shares and everything.
Yep.
So I couldn't concentrate at work.
Right.
I was working in Edgware, so I took a bus to Selfridges. Yep. At that time, Selfridges, third floor, there's a share.
Chunk, listen, Chunk, I have to go to the news. This call is far more interesting than I was expecting it to be. Can you come back after the news?
All right, okay.
Good lad. What? Wow. We're going to get a little piece of oral history coming up in a moment, so do stay tuned. If you want to call in and join in, 0845 60 60 973. The best show I've ever done. Thank you.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new, strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
On 97.3,
DAB,
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 8:30, I'm Jonathan Savage. Police say they're frustrated a man who blinded a 96-year-old in one eye in Croydon has avoided a jail term. Stephen Gibson's been given a supervision order after the attack on board a tram on Shaw Chowdhury. A British child has fallen from a balcony in Mallorca and the authorities can't find her mum. The young girl's in a critical condition in hospital. The government's moved to extend police stop and search powers after a series of killings involving teenagers. The Home Office want to give officers the ability to take action where a serious violent incident has taken place and they're trying to find the weapon. In football, Spurs are in action tonight and Newcastle. That game is goalless after half an hour's play. We'll keep you up to date. In showbiz news, and finally, it looks like he's coming back with the bongs. According to The Guardian, ITV is resurrecting the daily News at 10 bulletin with veteran presenter Sir Trevor MacDonald. He'll apparently be joined by Julie Etchingham of Sky News. London's weather, a cloudy, gloomy evening to come, but the cloud will break up during the course of the night, and by morning temperatures will drop under clearing skies, lows of 3 degrees Celsius, bright and cold to start tomorrow. LBC, it's 8:31.
Are you disappointed with your endowment policy? Have you received a letter saying your endowment may not pay off your mortgage? If so, and you're thinking of surrendering your policy back to the life company, make sure you call AAP first to see how much more it could be worth. David Taylor from Oxford sold his policy through AAP and used the money to pay off his mortgage.
I'd asked my life company how much I could get for my policy. They told me £16,000. I called AAP and I got nearly £2,000 more. It was simple and quick and AAP handled everything without any charge.
David is one of thousands who've sold their endowment policies through the UK's largest buyer. Call AAP now on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee, good evening.
0845 60973.
Oh, man. There's lots of stuff to talk about this evening, but we've had a call from Chong. Now, I think I made the mistake of saying you can call in about anything.
Okay.
And so you've called in about the market crash of 20 years ago. Now, Chong, I'm actually finding this very interesting, but some people may find it a little dull. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play some fast-paced, funky music underneath you, just so it keeps the kids entertained. It is half-term, and it will keep the kids entertained. Is that all right?
Fine, no problem.
Chong, away you go.
Yes, and I went up to Selfridges. In those days, you don't have computer screen and internet, so you have to check it on the share set, the naked newspaper, the following day. So I went to Selfridges. On the third floor, there's a share center. I was going through the continuous paper, and during the 9 o'clock news at night, and it was shown on the BBC News. So a lot of my friends called me the next day, Chong, have you lost a lot of money? I say, oh, I actually lost about a couple of thousand pounds then. Yeah, still there?
Yeah, I'm listening. Carry on.
All right. Yeah, that's all I want to say.
Oh.
Just 20 years has gone. Yes, and this week they're talking about the market share stress again, and it's a bit wobbly at the moment.
Well, Chong, thank you for that story.
Thank you.
Cheers, Chong. Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.
And if anyone else has got memories of the market crash of 20 years ago, 0845 6060973, because I did forget, Chong, thank you for reminding me, we are, of course, having a 20th anniversary of the market crash special this evening. I do remember, yeah, we are going to... So, 0845 6060973, your memories of the market crash of 20 years ago. Let's start with... Chris, what are your memories of the market crash of 20 years ago?
I don't know. I was in infant school.
Okay. Alex, your memories of the market crash of 20 years ago?
I think I was still in bed.
Okay, yeah, I slept through it. Pat, what are your memories of the market crash of 20 years ago?
Well, didn't it coincide with the housing crash? Price.
I think they are connected.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Okay, well done, yeah. Thank you. Pat, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm hoping to help. Every time somebody comes up with a problem, I think, oh, yes, I can help you there.
Oh.
First of all,
yes.
I'm just trying to think of her name, lovely lady who rang in about passports.
Oh, was it Edwina, wasn't it?
Edwina,
yes.
Edwina, yes.
Yes.
For goodness sake, take two forms. Then you go to the post office,
yes,
for a passport. Take two forms with you.
Good idea.
If you make a mistake on the first one, they won't accept it. It has to be in black biro.
It has to be in black biro. You've got to sign within that little box.
That's it.
Don't sign outside the box or you'll be serious trouble.
Well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
And fortunately, somebody said to me, for goodness sake, get two forms,
yep,
which I did.
They are quite fascist on the passport forms. And I think there's someone there who's just going, right, what can we fail this one on?
That's it.
It's blue. This one's written in blue. Send it back. You know, they're having a laugh. Idiots. Anyway.
Now, the other thing, lens cap. Why don't you look in your yellow pages, find your local Photoshop, not a huge Photoshop.
Yes.
You're sort of not two-man band. You know, a smaller Photoshop.
Yes.
Ring them up, tell them what you want.
Yes.
And say, would you have a lens cap this size?
Can we set a challenge for our listeners, do you think, Pat? Can we find a gentleman whose name is Leonard Scap?
S-C-A-P,
S-K-A-P, right. S-C-H-A-P. Leonard Scap. Right. Len Scap.
Mm-hmm.
Lens cap.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay,
I was thinking about the next thing.
No, if we can find a gentleman called Leonard Scap and you can prove your name is Len Scap, I will send you £1 from my own... Hang on, I've got it here somewhere. Hang on a minute. What have I got? Dropped a penny. This pound will be yours if you can prove your name is Leonard Scap. Len Scap. Okay, no, that's what we're doing. That's a little challenge we've got for the last hour and a half of the show. Pat, other things?
Yeah, the other thing, twitchy eye.
Yeah.
Go on to Google, just put in twitchy eye and see what comes up.
No, never... Never start looking up medical things on Google because then you'll think you've got cancer or something.
Because you have to. You're a highly intelligent chap.
Yes.
Just look through it and then pick the things that are relevant to you.
No. Google is the modern equivalent of those awful medical encyclopedias that people used to have.
All of them. It might be something. It seems to me as if, it's not blindness. It's not. It's the wrong symptoms. But a twitchy eye. Is just a little nerve that's probably getting a bit tired, I guess.
A tired nerve?
Yeah. I mean, what happens, do you ever have it if you've got sunglasses on, for instance?
That question has actually thrown me. I haven't worn sunglasses for months.
No. I just wondered.
Well, Pat, thank you.
Okay.
Cheers for that.
Righto, then.
Bye-bye. Jim?
Good evening, Ian.
Good evening, James.
Hiya.
Speaking of James, is James O'Brien coming on, Chris, or what?
He hasn't phoned up yet.
Oh, what? Oh, well.
He's out drinking with Tom Cruise.
He is out. He's out boozing with Cruise. He's on the booze with Cruise. Oh, man. Get in touch with James. He's got to speak to Tom Cruise. He's got to speak to him and tell him I've got a brilliant idea for a programme called On the Booze with Cruise, where Tom Cruise goes to a pub with, like, his celebrity mates and a real punter, and he gets some. Everyone gets really, really drunk, and by the end of it, they're just giving away all their secrets. On the Booze with Cruise. You can have that one.
I would listen to that.
Yeah, I would. It's a TV programme, Jim. I'd watch it.
I would watch that as well.
Thank you. It's going to be on Bravo.
All right. Well, the reason I phoned up...
Yes.
I got to thinking, I wonder how many of your listeners have ever found a meteor or any other sort of thing from outer space.
I would suspect none.
I would think some.
Mm-hmm.
I found something.
Uh-oh.
This was many, many years ago.
I bet it was.
I was digging in the garden.
Yes.
And I hit this rock.
Yes.
And it broke in half, just like a nut.
Mm-hmm.
Inside was this... It was almost like a golf ball with this ball of white stuff inside. Like,
are you sure it wasn't an avocado?
No.
Because they have like a big... It's a pip in the avocado. They have a big pip.
No, this was a rock.
A rock.
And it had this like chalky powder stuff, but in a ball inside it.
Chalky powder in a ball?
I took it up to the Geological Museum in a part of Scotland that I lived.
Yes.
Unfortunately, the same day I was coming down to England and I never found out what it was. And I've always wondered... If that was some sort of meteor.
But why would it be some sort of meteor? Why wouldn't it be something from this Earth?
Well, it was just the formation of it. I mean, I'm a bit of an amateur geologist. I've got a collection of crystals and stuff.
Yes.
And when I saw this, I just thought, this could be a meteor. But I have never come to see a plant. In a Stephen King film, somebody found a meteor and he turned into a plant. And often in films, you turn into something.
Oh, that's that was Creepshow, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think it was in Creepshow, yeah.
Yeah, but nothing like that has happened to me.
No, well, no, you've become an annoying caller. Did you see with the Times, I think the Sunday Times, they were giving away the new Ray Davis album?
I used to like the Kinks, but I'm a little bit beyond that now.
Oh, I like the Kinks, and I bought it, and it, do you know, it's not bad.
Is it?
It's not bad. Can we try and get Ray Davis on the show? Davies.
He's already on the list.
Is he on the list?
Yeah, we're chasing him at the moment.
Whose list was it? Did I put him on the list?
On the wish list.
Oh, did I really?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, he's got a new album out.
I like dedicated follower of fans.
He's a dedicated follower. Wait, hang on a second. Well, I think we've got that somewhere. Stay there. We're having a lot of music tonight.
I once saw the Kinks live.
Care. No, I haven't got
terrible.
It. I saw them live. They were brilliant. Alexandra Palace, about 18 years ago, supporting Squeeze. Voice of the Beehive. The four of us who are rubbish. Squeeze and then King, but the album was mad. But then I started listening to Rise and was it Arthur? The Rise and Fall of the British Empire, whatever it's called, which is a brilliant album. It starts off with Victoria. It's Arthur and the Decline and Fall of the British Empire, or something like that. But it turns out my CD player is a bit knackered. I thought it was I was putting old CDs in there, because the last few CDs I've played have been quite old ones, and it's kind of rejected them or jumped about. But this new CD, it rejected it, then it jumped about. So I need to get a CD lens cleaner.
Well, I've got rid of most of my CDs. I've got my music on my MP3 player.
Well, supposing there's no more electricity, you won't be able to play it, will you?
I've backed it all up. Plus, talking about the crash...
I've got about 800 CDs, and I'm never getting rid of them.
Well, you will be eventually.
No, I won't. Why? No, I won't.
Give them away to a charity.
I won't give... No, I've had a clear out of all the ones I can clear out. The rest are staying, brother.
But you change. As you get older, your taste change.
No, I know it does, but it won't. I'm not going to get rid of... There's maybe 50 out of that 800 that one day I'll get rid of. But I'm going to keep most of them.
I've done the same as you. I slowly got rid of them bit by bit.
No, every now and then I have a clear out. And the first clear out I had, I got rid of about 100. The second clear out, I got rid of about 15. The last clear out, I got rid of 3. I love them too much. I can't get rid of them.
Talking about the crash of 20 odd years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The first day, I lost a lot of money.
Yeah. Right. What happened the second day?
I was in a state of shock for some years after, but it all came back in the end.
Yeah. Well, Jim, that was...
I ran out of steam there.
You did. It started off, mysterious. And then that was it. We had to end it there. Jim, thank you for that.
All right, good night.
I say thank you. I don't mean it. Noel.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Noel.
Pipes. You want to buy pipes?
Wednesday show, we're supposed to be celebrating the magic of having a piping. Not smoking pipes. That would be bad, especially on half term. But the satisfaction a man gets... not ladies, because ladies look horrible with a pipe on.
Yeah, but you get to, if you hold it in your hand and you've got it in between your teeth.
It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
And it also improves your intelligence.
Of course it does. Yeah, by 15%, they've proven.
Yeah. There's a little shop that's been there a couple of hundred years now in Charing Cross Road.
Oh.
And it's called Smith's Tobacco and Snuff Shop.
All right.
Okay, and
it's not the umbrellas. It doesn't do umbrellas, does it?
No. There's different places.
All right.
Now, this one is... if you're standing in Charing Cross Road with the Hippodrome to your left...
Yeah.
The shop is just about 100 yards up on the right-hand side.
Oh, OK, I know it as well. Chris, can you go into Central London tomorrow and buy me a pipe?
I'm busy.
And you can get some snuff as well.
Have you ever tried snuff, Noel?
I have, actually.
I tried snuff when I was about 16, 17. It was all right. And then I found out it was just... It's tobacco, though.
Yeah.
So I don't want tobacco straight on my nose.
Makes your nose all filthy.
Makes you sneeze, which is always good. And it's But I don't want tobacco up my nose. I don't want to get nose cancer.
No, you don't. But the main thing for that was to stop the smell of the riffraff around you.
Oh, is that what it was for?
Yeah, you could put perfume... You get perfume snuff.
You ever tried, I need to say a rude word, I don't know why. You ever tried snuff, Chris?
No.
Alex?
Yep.
You had a bit of snuff, you look like the type, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it's wicked.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's, you have to put the right way to do it is to put it in between your thumb and your finger in that little crook there. A little bit and then.
Yeah, and then.
You can't stop sneezing.
It's a very satisfying sneeze, though, isn't it? It's a nice little sneeze.
Yeah, I've got a tub.
You get it in your moustache, though, like you're doing naughty salt.
Brown.
But also, Ian.
Yes.
Edwina, if she's driving a car, there's a Garrett, NCP at the coach station in Victoria.
Yes.
And that is literally just 5 minute walk away from the passport office.
No, may God bless you for that.
Bye, Ian.
Thank you very much. 0845 606 0973. We've gone from talking about coloured trousers to snuff in an hour and 45 minutes. That's not bad going. That is not bad going. We'll speak to Midge after this. Traffic News Now with Amanda Redmond.
Looking at big delays on the M25 building up because of a crash blocking off a lane to anti-clockwise traffic at Junction 14 at Heathrow. Also on the motorways, two lanes are shut on the M1 into town just after Junction 10 at Luton Airport, just at the start of the roadworks there. So there are queues really building up because of that one as well. Two lanes are blocked on the westbound North Circular at the Iron Bridge in Neasden because a load of diesel's been spilled onto the road, and that's causing delays back from Staples Corner. And also expect delays around Chelsea because the King's Road is down to one lane both ways between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove whilst repairs continue there to a gas leak. On the tubes, the Victoria line is suspended still between Victoria and Brixton. That's because of a signal failure, and it looks like that won't reopen again until the complete suspension of the line at 10 o'clock for those overnight works anyway. Severe delays continue for the Circle and District lines, but it looks like delays are now easing on the Hammersmith and City line. Your next update is in half an hour. LBC 97.3 Travel.
Nick Ferrari has breakfast. I'll just read this because it's so good. This is Bobbin Barnett. It must be hell being a newsreader on your programme, the way you keep butting in when they're in Phil flows. Nick, who gives a stuff? One day one of these poor girls will get so exasperated they'll tell you in no uncertain manner to go forth and multiply. And while I'm on the subject of your behaviour, your morning exchange with Hank Potts, although funny, is a bit of a farce. I still think your show is great and my TV set's never on in the mornings. Thanks for that, Bob. You hate everything, virtually everything I do. But you listen all the time.
Love him or hate him, you just can't live without him. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7. LBC
97.3. Just missed out on the perfect new home, have we? Lost out to someone a bit quicker. With smartnewhomes.com, you won't. Because you just tell us what you want, and we send you a text or email alert the instant something right comes on the market, which will save you a lot of sorrow. It's just part of the service from the site with thousands and thousands of new homes. SmartNewHomes.com, the smarter way to buy a new home. Blow.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Good lad, Watco is still doing his podcast. Oh, yo, where's Vincent? Yeah, Vincent phoned up on Friday.
Oh, I just got to say, everybody listen to my podcast. I'm doing a new podcast on Saturday. Up Saturday, I've got a pop star coming in.
Is it you?
No.
Is it G-Man doing a funny voice?
Can't say.
Right, so, he owes me 32 seconds of my life because I went on his stupid website on Sunday. There was no podcast up. So, Vinny Vincent, you could give me those 32 seconds back. Where's the podcast, you muppet? Midge.
Oh, good evening.
Oh, good evening.
Oh, you've got a loving man.
Who?
Oh, Vincent.
I have not got a love him.
It was his birthday the other day. Happy birthday to him.
Yeah, happy birthday for the other day. Excuse me, hiccups. Yes?
Mr. What's it? Twitcher.
You're going to get a punch in the face.
No, but, you know, I've got a perfect solution for you, for your twitching eye.
What?
You know, for your twitching
I'm only getting every third word you're saying, Midge. I'm having difficulty filling in the blanks.
You know your twitching eye?
Yes.
I've got a perfect solution for you, Ian.
Okay.
Okay, are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Okay, firstly, can you remember how you came about?
No.
Twitching?
No.
No. No. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter. The way is, you have to get your other eyes twitching, and then you have to get them both twitching in sequence, and once you've done that, you've got to close your eyes open your eyes, and now instead of being a twitcher, you're now a blinker.
One second. Dr. X?
Yes.
You're a real doctor, aren't you?
I am.
Does anything... shut up, Midge.
I can't hear you. People are laughing behind you.
Midge, will you shut up? I've got a doctor on the phone. Dr. X.
Sorry.
It's a pseudonym. Yes. He doesn't want to use his real name. Dr. X, can you cure my eye?
I can.
Please do.
Well, the best treatment for it is to frequently wash with cold water.
Okay.
What happens is this, sometimes either the nerve gets tired.
Is this Dr. Khan?
No.
No, it's Dr. X, okay.
Dr. X.
Okay.
You wash your eye frequently and it will settle down.
How does one wash my eye? Do I need to get Chris, my producer, to lick it?
Just go to the, what you call, if you are not working, then you can go to the sink and just splash the water on it.
What if I am working?
If you are working, then you know this... take ice-cold water and a cotton wool and just put it on the cotton wool on your eye for a couple of minutes. It should settle down. It's a very small thing.
What causes it, Dr. X?
Well, normally they say exhaustion can cause it.
Yeah, so I say a trapped nerve.
Sometimes if dirt goes inside the eye, that can also cause it.
Dirt.
But nobody knows exactly how this thing happens.
Right.
You see this quite often.
Okay.
In fact, I had it myself, and it took some time to go with this splashes of cold water.
Okay, so wash, but you're saying wash it three times a day?
Well,
before
no,
meals?
Whenever you can get a chance,
okay.
Try to do it.
Yes.
But it should be cold water,
okay.
Not warm water, you know?
Okay, well,
in cold water.
Dr. X, thank you so much for coming on the air. Much appreciated.
I haven't finished. You were talking about this licking people's eyes.
Yes, licking people's eyes. It's good, isn't it?
That's not a good idea.
Oh.
You are cross-infecting the people, you know.
Oh, God.
And please don't say that people should lick the eye of somebody who has
got infected. What about one of my favourite things in the world, Dr. X, is when my cat Velvet, she is adorable, lazy.
Yes.
But when she sniffs my eye, and her nose touches my eyeball, and I love it. I genuinely love it. Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know. I'm not a cat specialist.
Oh,
I can't tell you anything.
Okay. Dr. X, can I mention something to you?
Yes?
Other people want to call in about this, they're more than welcome.
Yes?
Why do so many people who can seemingly walk properly have crutches and walking sticks? Because I saw some woman the other day, right?
Yes.
She had a crutch.
Yes.
And she had a massive crutch, right? And it was too big for her.
Uh-huh.
And she was sort of just walking, and every like fifth step, I'm trying to act it out, it was in her left, she'd sort of put it down and sort of, but she wasn't using it to walk. And you see a lot of old people, they're walking fine, but they've got a walking stick. Why do so many people who don't need crutches and walking sticks have them?
Well, the thing is, this is the person is unable to walk properly, and he or she goes to the doctor, and I need a walking stick. We have to refer them to the stick clinic.
There's a stick clinic. Wow.
There's a clinic, you know, where they can get a free stick or a walking stick, you know.
Yes.
Custom-made for them, you know.
Custom-made free stick.
In aluminium. So we have to
refer made
them.
In what, sorry, sir?
We refer them to the clinic.
Made from what, sir?
They're made from aluminium.
From...
Aluminium.
Okay.
Aluminium.
Aluminium.
That's right.
Thank you, Dr. X. Thank you.
They are very light, you know, and that's why it's easy for them to.
It's aluminium.
Yeah. Who's coughing?
Midge is on the line. Midge, you're right. Are you coughing? The doctor's here. He's an expert in aluminium. Right. You see so many people with wooden and aluminium sticks.
Now, most of the wooden sticks, people buy them on in the market, you know.
But they don't need them. It's just showing off.
I don't know. Now, I can't say any for others.
What they do.
Well, Dr. X, listen, thank you very much for calling in.
Nice talking to you.
It's a nice talking to you about aluminium. Thank you. Steady now. But do you know what I mean, Midge? Have you seen these lazy people with walking sticks and crutches? And they don't need them. And they're sort of dragging them behind. And you think, well, what's... I saw a woman the other day with a Zimmer frame, right? It's a frame that you my mum had one of these when she could walk a little bit. And you lean on it and it's got wheels. Well, it hasn't got wheels. Some of them have got wheels. But you lean on it and you use it to walk, right? This woman was carrying it. Right, what does she need? If she's well enough, I couldn't carry a Zimmer frame for two. She can carry a Zimmer frame. She doesn't need a Zimmer frame.
she might need the benefit, Ian.
What's the benefit? Mitch, what did you call in for?
Can I just quickly say, I disagree with the doctor. There's nothing wrong with licking the eyes, because my girlfriend has it, and I've always got 20/20 vision.
Okay.
Anyway, you know that Serge, is it his name?
Who?
You know, he was rubbish about the memory thing.
What was his name? Says.
Yeah, because I just want to say I'm the real memory man, Ian.
Okay, well, shall I read you...
I can remember all my lovers and...
Oh, right, you haven't... Mitch, no, you're a virgin, for goodness sakes. I'm getting rid of him. Oh...
Big blue crosses. Nowadays, it seems those ghastly things are everywhere because somewhere somebody always seems to be having a sale. But at the Curtain Factory outlet, there's never a blue cross to be seen and never a sale sign in sight because all their designer name curtain and upholstery fabric sells for just $6.99 a metre, excluding VAT. Day in, day out. The Curtain Factory outlet, Ballas Lane, North Finchley. Call 0208 492 0093. VAT inclusive price, $8.21 per metre.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh, brilliant, brilliant. We're talking about lens caps, Tom.
Yes.
Do you know what... Oh, it's Tom the Voice! Well done, sir! Do you know what Chris has typed on my screen?
Yes,
Chris,
what?
Chris, read what you've typed on my screen.
Lens cape.
He's written lens cape.
Yes.
He can't spell cap. He can't spell cap.
Yeah, well, he's amongst the 20% who are uneducated.
Well, I to be honest, Tom, I said to him the other day, do you know, I asked him, Chris, are you dyslexic? And he said, I don't think so. And we've never had this conversation, but Chris's spelling is appalling. And it's not just that, he also gets the letters the wrong way round, puts different letters in, swaps letters around. And so we had a very frank chat where I said, I think you might be dyslexic. He obviously didn't go and get the test done, and now he can't spell cap. He spells cap with an E. What a muppet.
Terrible.
Anyway, Thomas, it's always good to hear your rich, silky, chocolatey voice.
Thank you.
It's like a rich...
I wanted to tell you...
Yes.
...that I am not Lenscape.
Oh, you're not Lenscape?
No. Now,
yes.
The point of this is this. I have begun to narrow down the search.
Ah.
If everybody phones in,
yes,
who is not Lenscape,
well, Lenscap, we were looking
Lenscap,
for.
Sorry, yes, Lenscap. You will find. It's logical. Yes. You will find Lenscap.
So you're saying
everybody has to phone in, and I've started.
So everyone who calls in who isn't Leonard Scap,
yes,
and then the last person
will be Leonard Scap.
Well,
so I've done you a favour. I've started the ball rolling. Do you see?
Okay, hang on a second. Tom, you're a flipping genius. If I could swear, I would, but
yes.
I can't. You're a flipping genius.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, do you want to know about fasciculation, which is spontaneous, irregular, and unusual continuous contraction of the muscles?
Not now, really, no.
Right. Well, I was looking at that because it's caused by nothing at all. It's just a bit of stress. But on the opposite page of the BMA Medical Encyclopedia...
Which is a dangerous, dangerous book.
No.
It's a dangerous book.
If you've got young children, it's good. It's a picture of a living room... And it's called Preventing Falls. Do you want to hear a bit of this? How to prevent falls.
Well, I think I might need to play some suitable music behind.
You could.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the music. Let's hear from Tom the Voice on Preventing Falls. Away you go.
Half of all falls are accidental, caused by hazards in the home, such as poor lighting, worn carpets, rickety handrails, trailing wires, loose rugs and mats, ill-fitting shoes and inaccessible cupboards. Snow and ice on paths outside are also a major hazard. The illustration shows some of the main hazards in a typical living room and ways to remedy them. For example, don't have furniture with legs protruding. If you have a loose mat or rug, put something sticky under it. Shoes and other clutter...
Keep going, this is brilliant!
Shoes and other clutter should be freed from the floors and not be there. Worn areas of carpet. Make them safe by tacking down the loose edges. And finally, if you have uncovered wooden floors, do not polish them to a slippery finish. Carpet edges should be firmly fixed to the floor. Now, isn't that... Now, you and I, between us, we've given... What do you call those things when the government gives advice little snippets?
The advice little snippets, I think. I think they're called the advice little snippets, yes.
Well, we've done one.
Public safe information.
That's it. Film. We've just done it.
Tom, it's a pleasure as always, mate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, bye.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. 0845 6060 973. Oh, Joyce!
Hello.
Can I do you after the news?
Yes, no problem.
Thank you, my dear. There we go. Right. Coming after the news. By the way, if you've seen these people walking around with crutches and walking sticks that don't need them, could you just phone me up and back me up on this? 0845 6060 973. More of your calls after the latest LBC News. Thank you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, frustration for police as Croydon tram attacker walks free from court. A British girl falls from a balcony in Mallorca and police can't find her mum. And a man on a mission, Ken, to work with London's theatres on climate change. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Jonathan Savage. Not enough, that's the police reaction to the 3-year supervision order given to a man who partially blinded a 96-year-old on a Croydon tram. Shaw Chowdhury was left blind in one eye after he was assaulted by Stephen Gordon last December. Holly Holland reports from the LBC News Centre.
The attack, which was captured on CCTV, took place on a tram travelling between Sandilands and East Croydon on December 14th last year. Croydon Crown Court heard 44-year-old Gordon had tried to push past Mr. Chowdhury as he held onto rails to steady himself. As he squeezed into the pensioner's arms, his hat was knocked off and he swore at the man and punched him in the face. British Transport Police say the blow to Mr. Chowdhury's head caused serious injury, and since the assault, his health has deteriorated and he now lives in a care home. Gordon, who's from Croydon, was found guilty of causing grievous bodily harm earlier this year.
A British girl's critically ill in Mallorca after falling from a hotel balcony. Police are trying to trace her mother, who was reportedly sharing the room with her and hasn't been seen since it happened. It's reported the girl fell around 5 floors and was found on a roof below. Police have started a murder investigation following a double shooting in Streatham High Road in the early hours of this morning. 9 people are being questioned over the incident, which left a 35-year-old man dead. Another man who's in his 30s was hurt. He's in a stable condition in hospital in Croydon, where he's under armed guard. Commander Rod Jarman from Scotland Yard has told LBC his Safer Neighbourhoods team are trying to make things better on the streets of London.
There are these very serious crimes, very violent crimes, which happen as a result of a whole number of issues within society and, of course, directly as a result of some criminals. What we're trying to do with Safer Neighbourhoods is working with communities to deal with the sorts of low-level matters which create an environment in which people can commit crime. Now, this takes time.
Ken Livingstone's announced he's to work with West End theatres to reduce their carbon emissions. All participating theatres will undergo an energy audit to see where savings can be made. Possible alternations include installing energy-efficient lighting and better insulation. In sport, Spurs and Newcastle are just kicking off the second half of their Premiership match at St James's Park. It's 1-0 to the Magpies, Obafemi Martin scoring on the stroke of half-time. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London Travel, the North Circular shut westbound at Neasden because of a diesel spillage. There are long delays on the approach. London's weather, a cloudy, gloomy evening with some skies clearing by morning. Lows of 3. LBC, it's 9:03.
Biggest conversation, LBC.
LBC.
97.3.
If you have hip or knee osteoarthritis and have been suffering from chronic pain for more than 3 months, the Barts Pain Research Group would like to hear from you. We're looking for people over the age of 40 to take part in a study that looks at the pain relief gained from taking a new, strong painkiller. Candidates need to have been taking painkillers for at least 1 month of hearing this commercial. If you want to help, call the Barts Pain Research Group on 020 7601 7314. That's 020 7601 7314.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
So, everyone, according to Tom's logic, everyone that calls in, we're trying to find a Len Scap. So I have to ask everyone that calls in, are you Len Scap? And if no one is, by the time we get to the end of the show, the last caller will be. Or something. I don't quite know what the logic is there. So we're doing that. What else are we talking about? My twitchy eye. Colourful clothes. Tomorrow is Colourful Clothes Day. And you're all encouraged to wear colourful clothes, because it's brilliant. But don't dress like an idiot. You know, still look like you could go outside. But we're all be doing... Chris, any ideas, any clues as to what you might be wearing?
Colourful clothes.
OK. And Alex, yourself?
I'm going to say Tom Baker.
Why are you going to say Tom Baker? Well, Doctor Who?
Yeah, it's a clue.
The old... okie dokie. Okay.
Is that a cravat?
Tom Baker didn't wear a cravat. I got very excited today. In one of the papers, there's a picture of new Doctor Who David Tennant with old Doctor Who Peter Davison. And it says they've been filming together, both dressed as Doctor Who. They've been filming together as like the two Doctors, which is what they used to do in Doctor Who quite a lot. They'd have the two and then you read on, oh, it's for children in need, so it'll be rubbish. Do it for real! Do it for real, Russell T. Davies. Get at least two or three Doctors together like they used to in the old... They did it in the old days. They had the three Doctors with Patrick Troughton, John Pertwee and William Hartnell. Then they had the five Doctors, even though Tom Baker wasn't really in it. It was some old footage from Sharda, which was an episode that never got broadcast because of the BBC strike. Then they had the two Doctors, which was weird. It was Colin Baker and Patrick Troughton. It was weird in Spain. And then I think there may have been another one, but I could be wrong. But do it properly. Get Peter Davison and David Tennant to do a Doctor Who thing. It will be brilliant. And Peter Davison was dressed up as Doctor Who in his like cricket whites. Oh, man. It's exciting.
Like a tag team.
Exactly, like tag team Doctors. 0845 60 60 973. So we're talking about Doctor Who, I think we were. I don't really remember. Battlestar Galactica. Oh, those lazy people who walk around with crutches and walking sticks when they don't need it. They don't need them. I've seen quite a few, but this woman was dragging her crutch along the floor the other day. She didn't need it. She didn't know, obviously didn't know. Every few steps, she'd sort of have a go at using it. But she obviously didn't know how to walk with it. It was giving her no support whatsoever. If you are one of these people, or if you've seen these people, could you give me a call? Because no one has called up to back me up on this, and I'm disgusted by it. 0845 60 60 973. What else? Oh, where can we get pipes? That'll do for the moment. That'll do for the moment. We've got other things to talk about. We may talk about them later. Meanwhile, it's Joyce in the Harlow.
Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Sorry to keep you waiting so long.
I thought I'm a first-time caller to your show.
Oh, if I'd have known, I'd have put you through quicker. You've been waiting for 12 and a half minutes.
Well, I'm a cleaner.
Right.
And I work in an undertaker's.
Well, why is that? That's not embarrassing.
Well, it's just sort of a hush-hush job, really.
How many stiffs have you seen? I bet you've seen a load, haven't you? Did you see any today?
No.
Do you normally, though?
I can't say.
So you do. I would not like working... not even if I didn't see them, but just working knowing there were dead people... near me.
No, it's the living you've got to be careful of, not the dead ones.
Good point.
I mean, you know, when you've been hurt so many times, you think, Fucking hell. I've been there quite a while now, so they trust me.
Have you had your heart broken, Joyce? We all have. There's no shame in it.
Sadly, I'm still looking on the power.
There's no shame in it. It will happen. I've had my heart broken terribly, but I'm living La Vida Loca right now and having a great time. Anyway, let's go get a little bit personal.
Quiz, yes. You were on about magnets.
Fridge magnets. You can't get them anywhere.
You can.
Where?
I've got one here, yes. And it says, don't quit when things go wrong, as sometimes they will.
Yeah.
When the road you're undergoing
is it?
Pull uphill. And I've also got another one for Southend-on-Sea.
Right. No, right. I don't want them with, like affirmations or philosophies. I just want magnets so I can stick photos on my fridge.
Right. If you're going to Asda...
Yeah.
Magnet at the back, and you can put the photograph inside, and they're about $1.99 for three.
Well, hang on a minute. A magnet at the back?
Yeah.
And the photo...
An actual photograph inside.
Oh, it's like a frame?
That's right, and you can put it actually on the fridge. I've got one at the moment.
Oh.
Because my friend sent me a bit of a rude postcard from Spain.
Oh, right. Has it got a man's bum on it?
No.
Because I've sent that postcard to my mum. She loved it.
No, it's worse than that.
Oh, is Dinkle? You can't send that through the post.
Well, she did.
Really? A man... You can't... I'm sorry, London, you're hearing the profanities. Wow.
Yeah.
And so you've got that on your fridge. That's not hygienic.
Well, it's actually on the fridge. So every time I go there, I think, well, that's what one looks like.
I fancy some Polish sausage. So, but what I want is... It's just like you. I thought you could buy like a bag of magnets, like maybe
you
like.
You can also. You can buy them from Betterware.
All right.
And they're like little people, and you just put them on the fridge.
Oh.
You can buy them, honestly, because one of my old ladies where I work has got them.
Yeah. And when you say one of your old ladies, she's.
Well, I work in a unit, and we've got one lady. Oh. She actually carries. She carries a walking frame. Two from the dining room.
Don't need it, does she? She don't need it. Tell her to get rid of it. What's she carrying it for? It's making it walking harder for her.
It's quite funny, really. It's quite sad, really, because, I mean, you know, she doesn't know what she's doing.
No, I my granddad was in one of those places. Very, very sad places. But he was bonkers. This is he was ill. But this is the thing, right? He had Alzheimer's. And he got very, very ill. And, you know, we used to go and see him and he didn't know who we were and all that stuff. But the one common thing, and there are lots of old people in this home who had Alzheimer's or had other mental issues, shall we say. And the common thing was, and we could never work this out right, and I've mentioned this to doctors and they said, yeah, we've noticed this. They'd all wear tracksuit trousers, right, because it was just easier to put on and get dressed them and stuff. And they'd all, without fail, have, I think it was their right, could be their left, I think it was their right trouser leg rolled up. And you'd go there, you go, oh, Grandad, you've got your trouser rolled up. And you'd roll it down. And as soon as you'd sit back up, he'd be back down rolling it up. And they all did. And I said to doctors, why is it... They said, oh, yeah, no, we've spotted this. It's kind of a known phenomenon. And no one knows why they do it.
No, this
just
is,
one trouser leg rolled up. It's
now, this place I work in is actually a unit. They have carers actually go in there and look after.
Oh, okay.
And we've got one lady I look after.
Yeah.
And you've got to get in and out quick before you do a housework, like, because if anything gets moved, that's it. And she's the one, the walking frame.
All right.
And I've got another lady, she wears a wig, and sometimes she puts it on back to the
front. Oh, dear, yeah.
And, you know, it's very, very sad, really, but she's a lovely lady. I enjoy working there.
Well, Joyce, listen, thank you very much for that.
If you can't get these magnets, I will send you some.
No, I don't. Don't be silly. I will hunt them down. Joyce, thank you.
Anyway, I've just seen your picture on the internet photo, and you don't do your justice on the picture there. I think you must be more good looking.
No, that's as good as it gets. That's
right, then.
But if you could scan down a bit, you'd be able to see my dingle dangle. Anyway, Joyce, thank you for that. There we go. What a filthy laugh. This will be the show that gets me sacked. Who cares? Come on, London. We're entertaining you, and that's what counts. John!
Hello, Ian!
Hello, John!
You were saying there was the chap called Jim phoning you saying he'd found a meteorite.
Oh, well, he says he'd found a meteorite.
Like War of the Worlds or something.
He claims to have been run down by Led Zeppelin once, so I believe nothing that fruitcake says.
Well, just on a serious side about meteorites, Ian,
yes.
Your chances of finding one in built-up areas such as Europe, North America, very, very slim. They fall to Earth, funnily enough, round here every day, but your chances of finding them are slim.
There's a place I was reading, is it Brazil? There's a place like Brazil or something like that, something like that, where apparently they get, like, loads of meteorites, and no one's really sure if it's just the locals messing around or not. And they had a big shot of, a big picture of a big hole in the ground that was supposedly made by a meteorite. This is like a couple of weeks ago in the paper.
Yeah, they're not sure about the veracity of that one, though. No. But where they do collect them in, and the reason becomes obvious when you stop and think about it, is yes. In the North Pole and the South Pole, you have research stations and staff up there all the time.
Yeah.
There's absolutely nothing in many of those places apart from thousands upon thousands and so on and so on, and thousands
yeah.
of
you said it again.
Ice, just layers, just sheet
of ice.
Yeah, there's nothing but ice all over the place.
Thousands upon thousands and so on, and thousands of ice.
Thousands and thousands of square miles of ice.
Oh, okay, you missed out that, yeah.
So the meteorites which fall to the ground all the time, every day, which they do,
yes.
they actually land on the ice, and they stand out like a meteorite on the ice. Therefore, the polar stations do go out once every month or so, and they actually go out with metal detectors, and they can actually find the meteorites.
Does anyone still use metal detectors like normal people?
I think they do. But
down by the Thames they do. When the tide is out on the Thames, you see, can't say the word, you see people using their metal. I saw some old boy and his son down there once. I felt really sorry for the kid just running around in the dirt. John, listen, I have to go very quick before we go. Can I just check? You're not Len Scap, are you?
Don't tell
him. Okay, John, listen, because if we keep getting no's, that means mathematically the last person to call in at the end of the show is actually called Len Scap. I think that's what Tom was saying. I wasn't really paying much attention. Travel News Now, it's Amanda Redmond.
Thanks very much. Still watching problems on the North Circular. It's really slow at the moment going westbound towards the Neasden Interchange whilst the road was shut there earlier on to clear away a fuel spillage. The road was open again about 10 minutes ago, so the traffic is still really slow in the area all the way back from the junction with Staples Corner for the M1. Better though if you need to head into town on the M1 as the crash is now cleared from around Junction 10 at Luton Airport in the roadworks area. And on the M25 anti-clockwise western stretch, all lanes are open at Junction 14 at Heathrow. The breakdown there has been cleared away. Expect some delays around Chelsea with the King's Road still down to one lane both ways for repairs to a gas leak between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove. On the tubes, the Victoria line suspended between Victoria and Brixton, and there are delays on the Central Circle and District lines, but the overground trains are running well at the moment. LBC 97.3 Travel, your next update is in half an hour.
Come into work on a crowded train. You've paid a fortune for your season ticket. There's nowhere to park the car. You get on the train. It's running late. There's nowhere to sit. And you get groped while you're waiting on the damn thing. You then have a horrible day at work, working for a company you don't like, for a boss who's an incompetent idiot who's possibly verging on some kind of mental complaint. You then have a horrible lunch that you rush down, which you don't enjoy, from a sandwich where you're overcharged ridiculously by someone with a cup of coffee who doesn't even speak English, doesn't even understand what you're asking. You try to go to the post office and they've shut it for you. Then you get back on a train that's late. You get in, and it's pouring with rain, you get home, and no wonder you want a glass of wine. That is the reality.
So, just another perfect day then, Nick. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3. If you're a new small business or are thinking about setting up on your own, LBC 97.3 and Lloyds TSB have made a series of podcasts to help you with everything from business plans to finance and marketing.
Don't forget, if the business takes off faster than you're expecting, that can actually cost you more money in the short term. It sounds odd, doesn't it? But, you know, you've got more sales, you think there's more income coming in. You know, you give people credit and they pay on account. You've got to buy in more supplies, you've got to start to employ people, your expenses are going to go up. So that can be just as much of a challenge as anything else. Certainly contingencies and thinking, well, what would I do if, having alternatives are really important. And a bit of a margin of safety, a bit of a buffer, which is why it's a good idea to not be entirely dependent on borrowed money from day one. I have to say, though, that the peak time that people have difficulty is in the second year.
Download the free podcasts from lbc.co.uk and listen to James Max, Sunday afternoons from 5. LBC 97.3.
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Win tickets to Erotica. Now, I've been to Erotica. I went when I was filming for the 11 o'clock show. I had the best time. There was a really sexy... I can tell this story on the radio, I think. There was a really sexy porn model there. She was a porn model wearing this tight black rubber dress. And I had to... We filmed me oiling her up. And she saw me. She said, oh, I love you. You're brilliant. really sexy woman, and she took me around and showed me around, and at the end she said, oh, here's my phone number. I was going out with someone. I said, I can't take it. I've got a girl. I was young. I was on the telly. I had a porn model offering me her telephone number. I refused it, ladies and gentlemen. I refused it. It's fantastic. Chris and I are just trying to blag some tickets so me, him and Alex can go and record a report. Anyway, it's brilliant. You can win tickets to Erotica, the event at London's Olympia, which is on from the 23rd to the 25th of November. It's brilliant. You can enter online at lbc.co.uk/erotica, where you'll also find a podcast show guide. Erotica, the event at London's Olympia with LBC 97.3. Man, you know, go. What fun. It's a little bit sexy. A little bit fun, and there's stuff to buy. Excellent. What more could you want? Right. Back onwards and upwards with the show. 0845 606 0973 is the telephone number. No one's called. How come no one has called in to say, yes, Ian, I've seen lazy people walking around with walking sticks and crutches that they don't need? No one has called in. Oh, Vinny's gone from Belfast. We just lost Vinny. No, they don't need. How come no one has called in with it? I'm very, very, very surprised. Oh, and I tell you what, after the news at 5:30, we'll find out, because Chris went to his shop opening at the weekend that we were talking about on Friday. And there was some debate about whether he had to buy anything and whether there would be food. Or so we'll find out in about 12 minutes' time what he got up to. It should be fun. Ian is in Hayes.
Hi there, man.
Hey, man.
Ian, Magnus.
Yes. Oh, you're not really an American. How did you do that?
It's easy.
Brilliant.
I don't think Americans are really Americans, are they? They're all alien.
I think that could be the case, yes.
Fridge magnets.
Yes.
Are you looking for some?
Yeah.
I've got some that you might want.
Well, are they? What are they?
They're every Beatles album cover.
Oh, really?
Really.
How big are they?
About 2.5 inch square. There's about a dozen of them.
Well, I tell you what I'm really after. It's just kind of some kind of plain, nondescript ones.
Wouldn't you rather some funky Beatles ones on your fridge?
Well, no. I don't think I would. I'm not being rude or anything, Ian. I appreciate the offer. But I just want some plain... I just want to stick some pictures of me and me, you know, my nephew and my niece up on there. That's all. And I'm worried that Beatles, the magnets, will detract from that.
From the picture, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, I don't want it. I just kind of... You used to just have to buy, like, plain, boring magnets that no one could really notice.
Yeah, what you should do is go to... Have you got any nieces or nephews where you could go to their school?
Yeah.
Just go in there and nick them off the board.
I can't nick magnets off of from a school. Could I?
Of course you could.
It's possible, Ian.
You must have done lower stuff than that before in your life, Ian.
Yeah, I have, actually. Right. Well, Ian, listen, what have you got? Do you not use these fridge magnets, then?
Well, I was going to offer you a swap.
Oh, go on.
If you had anything, because I know you're into love and I'm into love, and I didn't know if you might have a couple of double love bits of memorabilia you might want to get rid of.
I did have a love mouse mat, but then that got all tattered and worn. I did have a towel that Arthur Lee used once and threw it.
Really?
Yeah, I did. But I had no proof that it was that Arthur Lee had used it.
Nah. Except
apart from that, I've got a couple of signed things that he signed to me. You can't have them. I've got a cassette version of Forever Changes and the single of Girl on Fire.
Oh right.
Oh yeah. Did you ever see the last tour he did over here?
Yeah.
Did you buy the CD he was selling?
Oh, what, the extra stuff on it?
Yeah, Love on Earth Must Be.
Oh, no, I didn't get that one.
Oh, you can't get it anyway. It's brilliant. The first song in it is brilliant. The first song is a complete Forever Changes rip-off.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well. And you haven't got a copy of that?
Well, I've got a copy of it, yeah. You can't have it. I'm just seeing if I got it. Let me just see if I got it on my iPod, because it's a brilliant song. The rest of it's a little bit ropey. I mean, it's the best stuff he's done in years, but it's still, you know, he's not done anything deep.
Have you heard that Feathered Fish that he released?
Yes. I've heard. Hang on a minute. Do you mean this?
That's the one.
Okay, well, have a listen. I've got the song on here. Hang on a second. Have a listen. This is. I think this is brilliant, this. Hang on.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, I thought you were my friend. Yeah, will I ever see you again? Does it matter that you were born? Do you have
it?
Oh, so groovy and carefree, man.
It's you know, he's ripped it off from Forever Changes, but it's a cracking little song.
Well, it was his song anyway, so he can do what he wants.
Exactly, of course he can. He can rip himself off. But Ian, I've got nothing you can have.
Oh, well, you can't have your magnet.
Well, then get stuff, goodness sakes. Ah, Sifu.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going all the better for having you here, my dear friend.
Ah, thank you. I want to talk about walking sticks, pipes, fridge magnets, what? And colourful clothes.
Oh, man, you've got it. You're here till the 5:30 news. Go on.
Ticking the boxes. My mum uses, like, a walking stick that she don't really need. And she pulls it out, and, you know, I'll say to her, why are you using that? You don't need it. But I might.
Well, then use it when you do need it. If you don't need it, don't care. Does she? They're good to waggle at people.
Oh, if you grab it
and waggle it at someone. How dare you talk to me like that?
And you could, if it's in a restaurant, and you could just get it out.
Yeah. Well, this is my tip for anyone, because I'm going to New York in December, and I went to New York with my mum, right? And she's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Everyone, go to New York, take a wheelchair with you. First of all, we got through... You have to queue... when you get to New York, you have to queue for ages to get through immigration. We were waved... We last people off the airplane, waved to the front of the queue. So we got through immigration in 10 minutes, right? Instead of an hour and a half, 10 minutes. Everywhere we went, straight to the front... We went to the Empire State Building, right? And there was a queue there, and we said, how long's the queue? Oh, it's about 2 hours. Oh, we'll leave you. Oh, is she with you? Yeah. Oh, come this way. So there's me, my sister, her husband, the baby, my mum. We were up the top of the Empire State Building in 15 minutes.
No messing around.
No messing around. So it's worth going over there, buying a wheelchair.
Or kidnapping someone in a wheelchair.
Hopefully, preferably if they can't speak. And then just jump into the front of the queue. It was brilliant. That's my tip anyway.
Next time you go, Ian, I'd like to recommend you a restaurant.
Oh, please. Well, I'm going to New York.
Yeah.
Is it called McDonald's? Because I've heard they're excellent.
No, they're not very good, I've heard.
Oh, no, I've heard they're excellent. I've also heard they're very litigious, so they are excellent. What? Because I'm going there in December. What have you got?
Go to Sylvia's Soul Food Restaurant in Harlem.
Sylvia's Soul Food Restaurant in Harlem?
You'll love it.
Have you ever been there?
I have, yeah.
Is it
chicken
all...
in a basket? Woo!
I think you might be in the montage, Sifu.
Well, I'll tell you, you'll love it.
I don't eat chicken.
Yeah, you can have some like, nice rice and peas and, you know, other food like that.
Rice and peas and ting?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. Okay, we'll do that.
How about them? The fridge magnets, Ian?
Yeah. G-Man, we may not get time to come to you.
Chicken in a bucket.
Yeah.
Chicken in a basket, G-Man.
In a basket.
You see, you're like the low end of the chicken. You are KFC in a bucket.
Oh. Safe, yeah?
Yeah, we'll come to you in a moment, G-Man, if we have time. We probably won't. So, Sifu, carry on. Fridge magnets.
Yeah, I've got some Bruce Lee ones, I have. You can't beat them. I've got about 20 Bruce Lee ones.
Tell me what shots from what films?
Nearly all of them. There's loads.
Oh, Sifu, I'll tell you what I watched at the weekend.
Go on.
The worst Jackie Chan film ever.
Which one?
The Medallion. Have you seen it?
Yeah, well, I have.
With Lee Evans, and he gets superpowers in it. So he's not even doing proper karate because he's got superpowers. So he's like running really fast. He's on ropes. It was rubbish.
It needs to forget Hollywood and go back to do the proper Hong Kong.
Go back. To what I'm going to watch this week to make up for it, because I got it on DVD, is The New Police Story, which is brilliant.
Fantastic.
It's great, but it was awful. I watched it to the end, even though it was rubbish. And there's all these awful comedy bits with Lee Evans. Oh, it was terrible.
Awful.
Anyway, Sifu, anything else?
Yeah, get yourself tomorrow at
Shut up, Sifu.
Shut up, G-woman.
Good one, Sifu, good one.
That was good.
That was wicked.
I have no comeback.
No. Yes, Sifu.
Of course you haven't.
No.
Get yourself Get yourself to a fancy dress store.
No.
Get yourself the yellow jumpsuit from the Game of Death.
I can't, because they're very tight around...
It's all right. You're quite long. You'll be all right.
I'm tall, very tall. I always think
they're long in Norway.
Right, G-Man, I'm fading you down. Have you seen the pictures of Jonathan Ross wearing those?
I remember now.
Yeah, he looks. They look awful.
He looked like he was going to Erotica.
They only look good on Bruce Lee, and even then, Oh, have you seen? There's a film coming out, a spoof film called Finishing the Game. And it's about auditioning for people to replace Bruce Lee. Sifu, stay there. Stay there. I'm going to find where you can see the trailer on the internet during the news. When we come back from the news, I'll give you the trailer.
Thank you.
Brother, stay there. Don't go anywhere. G-Man?
Yeah.
You can put the phone down if you want. Okay, we'll speak to Sifu and G-Man after the latest LBC News.
There are 5 million DAB digital radios out there. But where exactly?
Mine's on the landing upstairs, and I've got one in the living room downstairs as well. Oh, and I've got a little portable one as well that I carry around with me when I'm walking the dog. It's just the simple bang it a button, listen to what you want to listen to, simple as that.
There's a DAB digital radio for everyone, and everywhere. And now, they cost from as little as £29. So find out if you can do digital at getdab.com.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9:30, I'm Jonathan Savage. Police say they're disappointed that a man who blinded a 96-year-old in one eye on a Croydon tram has only been given a 3-year supervision order. Stephen Gordon was caught on CCTV assaulting Shaw Chowdhury last December as he held onto rails to steady himself. A British girl's critically injured in hospital after falling from a balcony in Mallorca. Sky sources say she fell 5 floors at the Hotel Samoa on the east coast of the island. Police are searching for the girl's mother, who seems to have disappeared. A 13-year-old schoolboy has appeared in court, charged with assaulting an 84-year-old man at a bus stop in Wembley. It happened on 40 Lane last Wednesday. The teenager has been remanded on bail. It's not going too well for Spurs in the Premiership at Newcastle. There's about 20 minutes to go, but they're 2-1 down, Robbie Keane getting Tottenham's goal. London's travel. There are long delays on the North Circular tonight, westbound towards Neasden after a diesel spillage earlier. London's weather, a cloudy, gloomy night with skies clearing by morning, 3 degrees the minimum temperature. Tomorrow, sunrise at 7:36, bright and cold to start, then dry with plenty of sunshine, highs of 13. LBC, it's 9:31.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know, a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Oh,
0845 60 60 973.
Oh, okay, I found it, Sifu. Have you got pen and paper?
I am inked up.
Okay, it's a brilliant website. If you go to YouTube and type... The film's called Finishing the Game, right? You go to YouTube, type in Finishing the Game, and there's loads of trailers... and there's loads of clips as well, which I've not seen before, so I'm going to watch that. But it gives you the website. This is the website, right?
Yeah.
www.youoffendmeyouoffendmyfamily.com.
Offend me.
youoffendmeyouoffendmyfamily.com.
I like it.
It's brilliant, man. And it's called Finishing the Game. If you and it's a spoof on them holding auditions for people to finish the game of death. And the trailer looks hilarious, man. It looks brilliant. There's a guy called, I think he's called Bruce Liu, and he says, or something like that. He says, everyone confuses me with Bruce Lee. I don't know why. And it's Bruce Liu. And then there's this American guy. He's just like American, right? A normal Western guy. Everyone thinks I look like Bruce Lee. I'm a dead cert for this. But he's rubbish. He can't do kung fu. He's got a moustache and he's blonde. And he's not Chinese.
You know what I'm doing after 10 o'clock now then, don't you?
Man, I'm going to do it as well. Give me a call tomorrow. Let me know what you think of it.
I will do. Last thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to taking up pipe smoking myself when I'm a bit older.
Well, it looks so cool, doesn't it?
You see, at one point in my life, I thought I was going to smoke cigars when I get older.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the pipes for me.
Pipes of peace, my friend. See, for it, listen, I've got to go. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You offend me, you offend my family.com.
Peace, G-Man. Peace, my brother.
Good lad. There we go. Of course, we're not in any way encouraging the smoking of pipes. We're simply saying that Pipe Wednesday, we'll be having pipes in our mouth. There'll be no tobacco, there'll be no flame. And smoking, of course, is bad. But that film looks brilliant. Looks brilliant. G-Man, make it quick.
So when are you going to see this porn movie or something?
It's erotica. It's an excellent, excellent thing. Now, what do you want?
What is it?
I'm going to cut you off.
Can I come, yeah?
Get to the point you were making.
Okay. The point is...
You were too slow. Steve is in Bond. Oh, Steve?
Yeah?
Yeah, we'll do you, and then Chris can tell us about what happened at his shop experience at the weekend. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
What, now?
No, you go first.
All right.
Yeah.
Fridge magnets, you can make your own. What you got to do is, you've got one of them sign writing places.
What?
And you know, you get these dodgy builders, and they put a sign on the side of their van, and they put the lettering on it on a magnet.
Yes.
Well, if you get one of those sheets of magnet, fridge magnet material,
yes,
you can cut it to any shape you like,
yes,
and put any picture you like.
Chris, you didn't know this, did you? That a lot of vans, some of the stuff it's painted on, but some of it's stuck on with on a big plastic magnetic sheet. You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
No, I've known that because I've worked in props departments, and we've had to make cars look like police cars and vans look like work vans by sticking with big plastic magnets the decals on there.
Yeah, what do you think? Great idea.
No, Steve, I think it's a terrible idea.
Okay, well, about walking sticks then. I know a bit about walking
okay,
sticks.
Okay, yes.
They're not actually made of wood, the wooden type ones. They're actually made of broccoli stems.
Okay.
Steve, and what they do is they, to get the end bit, the curve, they steam it. And then every walking stick is cut to size for how tall you are or whatever's wrong with you.
Let's go to let's find out, Chris, about your excellent thing at the weekend. You're going to the opening, I believe, of a craft shop.
Yes.
And this is actually going to be quite a dull story, so I'm going to make it a little bit more exciting by playing some music. So you're going to the opening of a craft shop.
Yep.
And it was your girlfriend's mum was opening it.
Yep.
You weren't sure what the escort was. You wasn't sure whether there would be food there. Or whether that you would have to buy anything, or what would happen, were you?
No.
Okay, so let's find out exactly what happened.
Well, at the shop opening, it turns out that you kind of just... You go in the shop and you just stand around, and you kind of intimidate people, customers, that come into the shop. There was a complimentary glass of bubbly... which is very nice. Turns out most of the stock was quite expensive to buy, so I didn't buy anything. There was a little bit of food.
I'm miming the trumpet.
What else happened?
An air trumpet, yeah.
Yeah, you just stand around a lot, really, at shop openings. Oh, there was some bunting.
Bunting?
Bunting. Just to kind of celebrate.
So it was rubbish?
No. I enjoyed it.
He said it was rubbish. The opening of his girlfriend's mum's shop was rubbish. Anyway, 0845 6060973. It's the last 23 minutes of the show. Clive Bull is on at 10 o'clock. Are these the only calls we've got?
Plus the ones I've got written down.
Well, how am I supposed to know... Visually, I have three calls. How many calls have you got written down?
Do I
need to tout for more business is what I'm saying?
Oh, well, yeah, maybe a little bit.
How many have you got written down? Someone's calling in now.
One, two...
Hey, let me just take this. Yeah, line one, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, gosh, I didn't realise it was going to be so quick.
I know, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties in as much as my producer is an idiot.
I'm stuck on the North Circular. It's true what your traffic people are saying. I've been here for 20 minutes.
What are they saying? I don't listen to the... I missed the traffic tonight.
The traffic news was that from Staples Corner, yeah, there's some kind of oil spillage, and it's just chock-a-block at the moment, and God. I've been listening to you coming all the way down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I was hoping that you might be cheering me up.
But?
But it's all sad. Hey, listen, talking about...
Well, no, hang on. What's been sad?
Lord... It's been
good tonight. It's the best show I've ever done.
No, yesterday's was even better.
I wasn't yesterday, in yesterday. I wasn't on the radio yesterday.
Was it yesterday then, or the day before?
I wasn't on the day before, love.
No, it was you. It must have been you.
I wasn't on.
Oh.
Oh, you.
I've lost it.
You've.
People with walking sticks.
Yes.
Right. Coming out of the hospital, they do have it as a decoration piece. I'm sure they do.
Yes.
It's like an extra handbag.
Yeah.
little old woman comes out of her car, disabled badge, about 1.5-inch heels.
Yes.
And carrying a walking stick with her.
Fantastic.
Why?
I don't know why. This is what we want to get to the bottom of. None of them have had the guts to phone up and admit it.
But can I also say, I have walking difficulties.
Oh!
But the plot thickens here.
Oh, yeah.
Because as I have been round... Sorry, I'm just driving over the oil spillage on the North Circular
okay,
here.
Okay, using your
right,
hands
okay.
Free, yes.
I'm on my hands free. I'm on my hands free.
Good work.
So,
you're actually driving over oil?
Yes!
Oh! That means you can go super fast.
Well, no, I'm going to be very careful.
Oh, okay. Well, you can
I'm going to be very careful.
Yeah.
But when I went for my assessment for the disabled badge,
yes.
They make you walk 7 steps to the left, 7 yeah. steps to the right,
yes.
And they watch you, yeah. And I limp quite badly.
Yeah.
It's not a thing. But because I could walk the 7 steps, they didn't actually count how far I could walk after the 7.
Right.
And my chiropractor definitely said to me, he doesn't want me to have a walking stick because then my muscles in my back will be misaligned.
Right.
So I don't win either way. If I carry the walking stick...
Right.
I'm not going to get the disabled badge.
Right.
Because I can walk 7 steps.
But you should have taken the walking stick to get the disabled badge. Everyone puts it on a bit when they go for the disabled badge test, don't they?
We're honest people.
Well, you shouldn't be.
No, you should be. If you're honest.
Well, then obviously, so you didn't get the badge?
I didn't get the badge.
Well, then obviously you don't. Obviously, you don't need one then.
Well, I do need one because the problem I've got is that after walking 10 minutes, I have to take a seat. I cannot walk another step.
Okay, but you're sitting down in the car.
I'm okay in the car.
Well, then you don't need a badge. I'm confused as to why you need a badge.
The badge allows you to get to wherever you need to, offices, shops and whatever, and then you're parked near the shops and the facilities, so you can lead some kind of independent life.
No, but you can drive, all right, yeah?
Can drive.
I don't know why... I'm confused as to why you need the badge, though.
The disabled badge allows the people...
No, I know. My mum's got one. I'm confused as to why you need the badge.
Because I can't walk. After 10 minutes of doing shopping or standing in a queue, I can't walk back to the car. I have to sit down for at least 20 minutes before I'm actually there.
I'm not being funny.
Yeah.
But I'm confused as to why that means you need a disabled badge.
The disabled badge, as far as I understood, was for people who had walking difficulties.
Well,
but not the fact that you could drive, but the fact that you could have walking difficulties.
I know, but walking difficulties to a certain extent. Yours obviously aren't bad enough to warrant the badge.
Well, then how come this lady that comes out of...
Well, I don't know.
I can't even wear heels.
Yeah, I don't
know. She comes out with 1.5
okay.
heels and a walking stick and a disabled badge.
But the disabled badge isn't just for people who can't walk. It's for people who have other disabilities.
And I have those as well.
No, well... It sounds like
well.
It sounds like no. It sounds like you're trying to score points there, which isn't what it's about. If you went for the assessment and they didn't think you needed one, then we have to go along with that judgment. There are some people who fake it and some people who buy them, but you can't say, well, because she was wearing high heels, she shouldn't have a disabled badge. You don't know what her disability is. It sounds like I'm not having a go. It sounds like you're trying to get a bit of petty point scoring and you're a little bit jealous. That's what it sounds like.
5 years ago, I did have my disabled badge,
okay.
But then it expired, as you
right.
well know.
Yes,
but
you renew them and they assess you, and if they don't think you're entitled to one, then you don't get one.
The goalposts move, Ian, and every time, you know, they have these...
But you're obviously driving, and you're obviously okay without having a badge, so what...
But disabled people can drive, that's why you have modifications in your car.
No, but I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is... Okay, I'll tell you what I'm saying, because you keep going back to this thing about what the badge is for and what disabled people can and can't do. What I'm saying is... You don't sound disabled enough to get a disabled badge. Let's stop skirting around the issue. That's what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. That's your opinion, but that's okay.
And it's also the opinion of the people who do the assessments for the disabled badge as well. The people who are trained to spot those things.
But it's also, like you're saying, some people who don't need it. Did you know that on one assessment that they did on me, they actually wrote down that had I walked in with a walking stick, I might have qualified.
Okay, well, I don't know that.
Yeah, well, it just sounds so absurd that had I walked in with, you know, a walking stick...
Well, you should put a limp on if you think... You should put a limp on if you think you're entitled to it. The thing is, I don't see how it would... You say you have to sit down after 10 minutes, and that's terrible. That's terrible. But how is a disabled badge going to make any difference to that situation?
Because if I'm parked nearer the shops, after I've stood for 20 minutes in a queue, admittedly, OK, I need to sit down before I can then walk to the car. Now, if the car's parked on the other side of, say, you know, the shopping centre, because I can't, I don't have that facility, then that's further for me to walk.
Yeah, but if you park, I was noticing the other day, if you park in Tesco's, right, if you park in Disabled Bay, you're right outside the shop, brilliant. Not all of Disabled Bay, some of them are still quite some distance away.
True.
But if you park on the other side of the car park in Tesco's, that's still 2.5 minute walk away. A lot of the reasons that people have disabled badges is for wheelchairs, and the disabled bays are wider, so you can get in and out with a wheelchair.
Is that your perception of it, then?
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I probably know a little bit more about it than you do. In all honesty, without being patronising, I probably do. And that's a fact. That's why the disabled badges, parking spaces are wider for wheelchairs. That's what the wideness is for.
But it's also, again, my understanding, adding into that, is for people who have balance problems, like the person with the walking stick, who needs a wider door open in order to swivel round, get their balance on their feet, and then hobble into the
But you can, but you can walk, though. And you should be grateful of that. That's a great thing.
I am. I'm not. I mean,
well, then stop trying to score petty points.
To be able to walk. But, you know, just a little bit of help wouldn't have been...
It sounds like you don't need it, though. I got to go because we're going to travel. But it just sounds like you're, you know, I don't wish you any ill harm or anything like that. But it sounds like you have a lot more than a lot of other people do. And you should be grateful for that. And not wallowing in, well, I want this and I want that. And she's got that and she can wear high heels. It sounds like you're better than perhaps you think you are.
Well, I'll let you go to the travel then, Ian. Okay. And also, just to let you know, I'm off the North Circular now, so thank you.
There we go. Thank you very much. I don't quite know what to make of that. It's the Travel News Now with Amanda.
Well, it is really busy still on the North Circular, as two lanes have been shut again to westbound traffic between the Needston Interchange and Brentfield Road IKEA because of the fuel spillage there. The road was all open again for a time, but those two lanes have been closed off, so it's still down to one lane and the queues go back to Staples Corner. Expect delays in Chelsea as Kings Road is down to one lane both ways between Beaufort Street and Edith Grove for repairs to a gas leak. And in Kingston on Thames, traffic is likely to be busy because the lights are out on Fairfield West at Western Park. On the tubes, the Victoria line is suspended between Victoria and Brixton because of the signal failure from earlier on this afternoon, although the whole line will be completely suspended from 10 o'clock tonight as those ongoing maintenance works there continue. Also on the tubes, there are delays on the Central Circle and District lines, but the overground trains are still running without any problems at the moment. LBC 97.3 Travel, there's more throughout the night.
Next time you're out shopping and get caught out in a downpour, remember you can check out the latest weather on your mobile phone. Just call 0901 723 6666 and choose weather. Weather.
We've still got some further bursts of showery rain.
You can also select to hear news and travel updates.
Store 0901 723 6666 into your mobile now and stay in touch with LBC wherever you are, whatever you're doing.
Calls cost 35 pence per minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary.
News, weather and travel on the go from LBC.
Your M&S 3 for 2 Christmas shop is now open, and it's the biggest show in town, with a dazzling and glittering cast of thousands, starring Gifts for Her, Gifts for Him, and Gifts for the Kids. There are hundreds of gifts for everyone, all 3 for the price of 2. You can mix and match anything from the Christmas shop, including the wrapping paper and the cards. Now showing at your M&S. Every third item free in descending price order. See in store for details or shop online at marksandspencer.com.
Good evening.
Oh, dear. Right. Let's, Helen.
Hello.
Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. I didn't catch all of your programme tonight.
Oh, well, the first hour was the best hour I've ever done.
Oh?
Last 2 hours, they've been pretty good. So I'm going to say today's show is the best show what I've done ever done.
Ever?
Ever.
No.
Yes.
I might have to do that podcast thing. Anyway.
You should do.
But I think I've got the gist of it. You've got... Is it photos you want to put on the fridge, but you don't want to obscure them with little strange little cartoony
things? That's absolutely correct, yes.
Oh, because, do you know you can get... It's like a photo frame, like a plastic, like, wallet.
Oh, no, okay, yes, now this is... Yes.
And you slip the photo in it, and it protects the photo, and it sticks on your fridge. I've got some on my fridge.
Are they any good? Do they look naff?
No, they're just very plain. They haven't got a faint...
But I don't think I want the... I just want the magnets. I just want to... I don't want... It's all getting too complicated, Helen.
You see, easy. It's cheap and easy. And they stick on the fridge and they, you say, don't get any splashes or anything.
Right.
So it's like a plastic cover, so you just put your little photo in there. I've got some. But I saw some the other day. You know, you see something in the shop and you just want to buy it because it looks so good, you haven't got any.
Oh, yeah.
In Lidl, they had just plain magnets. You know, like the sort of functional ones, just circular.
Functional circular magnets.
That's what you want, don't you? Like chunky ones like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can get other ones.
What is magnet? What is magnet?
What is magnet? It's magic.
It is, and I don't know what it is. How does it work?
I don't know. Can I dig it?
Is there like a magnet mine where they're mining magnet?
Only fairies and gnomes. And
I don't know what it is.
I know.
I used to love magnets as a kid. I used to have loads of them.
I still love it. It's sort of like boing, when you're boing them apart like that.
Yeah. Or when you get two strong magnets and you try and put the same things together and it pushes them apart because they don't want to do north and north. They don't want it.
Yeah. But also, in the craft shop, they've got little tiny, they're about a centimetre.
Craft shops, yeah.
Centimetre diameter, whatever.
No use to anyone, though. Those.
No, but you can stick your photos up with them.
Can I?
Yeah.
Are they strong enough to hold a photo on a fridge?
Yeah, really strong. Because they're for people that want to stick things on to make fridge magnets.
Okay.
So it's the back. You know, just a little circle bit on the back of a normal fridge magnet?
Yeah.
So it's like that, so you can get those if you want.
Okay.
Well, I think the photo frames are good.
All right, Helen, well, thank you for that.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay, bye.
Come on, ma.
Good evening! How are you?
So, at the weekend, and I don't ask me to do it because I can't remember the word, but I learned to say, what time did you get up yesterday? What time did you go to bed? I'm doing it in English. I can't do it in Japanese because I've forgotten it. And so, I'm very well, Elizabeth. I've been practising my Japanese, had a very good lesson, and I'm going to do some homework this week, and I'm going to be excellent.
I want to say what colour clothes I'm wearing today.
Oh, okay. You know what? Now... You know we're doing the colourful clothes show tomorrow.
Okay.
But we'll let you get a sneak preview in, and then we'll see. Go on.
今日は緑と青いスカートを履いてピンクのお花がついてるスカートを履いてその上に青いカーディガンと白い長袖を着てビーズで作られたお花があってすごい可愛いんだよ.
So you got a pink skirt, a red cardigan.
No.
Oh, blue cardigan.
Yes.
Yeah, it's blue. It's blue. I know it's one of those two. Oh, red is akai, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, and blue is ai, ao.
Ao.
Yes. Ao. And I didn't get the rest.
I said I had a green and blue skirt with a pink flower on it.
Oh, a pink flower on it. Oh.
A blue cardigan and a long sleeve white shirt with flowers made of beads and sequins.
Oh, that sounds very pretty. I say, how marvellous of you. I need to practice a bit more. Elizabeth, where can I go and practice my Japanese? There must be somewhere where, like, Japanese people hang out and, you know, wouldn't mind me hanging out with them and asking them what time they got up yesterday.
I'm sorry, I don't really know anywhere.
There's a place that meets, but it meets on a Tuesday night, I think, and I can't go there because I'm doing this. It doesn't matter. Elizabeth, how was your weekend? What did you get up to?
Well, yesterday I went to the British Museum to see the Terracotta Army.
Oh, is it any good?
Well, unfortunately, I wasn't able to get there because my father tried to book the tickets online, but we couldn't.
Oh.
So we went there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the tickets sold out.
Sold out? Cause I can't believe it's so popular.
For March.
What? March of next year? November, December, January, February. That's 5 months away.
I know.
Flip. Well, I suppose they've been around for, I don't know, 10,000 years. They'll be around for another 5 months, but that's very disappointing, isn't it?
So instead, we just looked around at other things in the museum.
British Museum is very good. I like it there.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
There's lots of stuff that we stole. Most of that stuff in there, we stole. The Elgin Marbles, they don't belong to us. They belong to Greece. And we nicked them. I don't quite know what the Elgin Marbles are, but I always quite enjoy talking about them. And we stole them, which is very naughty, but never mind. These things happen. And so you did that without... I went to Highgate Cemetery at the weekend.
What's that?
It's a very famous cemetery, and there are two sides of it. There's the east side, I think, which you can get in and you can walk around on your own, and Karl Marx is buried there, and Max Wall, of all people, who's a very famous English comedian, was buried there. But this time we went to the west side, where you have to have a tour guide who shows you around, and there's all these mausoleums, and and it is fantastic. And we went... It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a bit overcast. It was getting very dark. And we were walking through this cemetery. Oh, and it got a little bit spooky.
Where was that?
In Highgate, in North London.
Highgate.
Yeah, oh. It's very, very good.
I'd like to go there one day.
Yeah, it's good. It's very good. Well, let me know if you do, and maybe I'll bump into you there.
Okay.
Elizabeth, thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Fantastic. Love Elizabeth. Jason.
Oh, yeah. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
You talked about stolen goods.
Did I?
Yeah, the Chinese army.
Oh, no, not the Chinese army. No, they're on loan. The Elgin Marbles.
Oh, where are they?
I think, aren't they in the British Museum?
So, what, the British stole them?
Yes.
Good God. Because... what's the process?
Sorry to disappoint
of giving
you.
Back stuff? I mean,
It's not repatriation, but it'll be something like that. I don't know, but we stole them. They're not really called the Elgin Marbles. It was Lord Elgin that named them that because he nicked them.
He nicked his marbles, then. Yeah,
exactly, but there's a big campaign led by William G. Stewart, former host of 15 to 1, to return the Elgin Marbles back to Greece.
Because there's a lot of stuff that, yeah, you know, countries and heads of state have.
Yeah.
Do you not think they ought to be given back?
Jason, I think they should. We'll talk about it more after this.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of Inside Tracks customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from Inside Track. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Ball after the news at 10.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Jason, we've not got much time. Make it quick.
The Statue of Liberty, was that stolen?
No, the French gave it to the Americans.
Are you sure?
Yes.
There's, you know, we're in possession of a big, massive stone, I think called Kohinoor, from the Indians.
Right.
Does that not to
well,
be given
who, who's in possession of it? You and your family?
No. I've landed myself in it now. The head of state.
Well, thanks. I've not got a clue. James, we'll come back to him if we get time. James.
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Good. You were talking about having a twitchy eye.
Yes.
I got shot in my eye once.
A what?
Shot in it.
A shop?
Shot.
Shot in your eye?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, go on.
It was just me and my friend. We were just playing silly buggers, really.
That's what happens, yeah.
Yep. And I shot him first.
Yes.
And he shot me back in the eye.
Wow.
Yeah, with a rose vine thingy. And it splintered. And
James,
split.
You're the last call of the night. That means your name is Len Scapp.
Oh, cool.
Nice one. Okay, so, it's been a strange one, isn't it, tonight? Best show we've ever done, though, that's guaranteed. Anyway, I've got indigestion, sorry. If you missed... Oh, right, stay there, we'll talk to you in a second.
Yeah.
Okay. If you missed the show tonight, sounding like this...
Well, is it a colourful day tomorrow, then?
It's a colourful day tomorrow. We're all going to be doing the show dressed up colourfully.
And what's me saying? It's not going mad. It's not drying.
Well, I've got to have this album! This is bloody good stuff!
Right.
It's good vibrations! Blosh, I made a promise several months ago to buy you Series 3 box set of Lost.
Yes.
I'm going to stick to my word, Blanche.
I haven't finished. You were talking about this licking people's eyes.
Yes, licking people's eyes. It's good, isn't it?
That's not a good idea.
Oh. Don't go look. Noise.
Worn areas of carpet. Make them safe by tacking down the loose edges.
Whoa!
Wow!
Leonard Scapp. Len Scapp.
Mm-hmm.
Len Scapp.
They're made from aluminium. Aluminium.
Okay.
Metal aluminium. Aluminium.
Thinking in a basket. Woo!
Is that it? Brilliant. Thank you very much. Where's your podcast? You owe me 32 seconds of my life.
I'm sorry.
No, I went and looked on it. Look for it. It's not there.
I'll try and do it this week.
You can't come on the radio and plug your rubbish podcast and then not put it up.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, so it's colourful tomorrow, eh?
Yes.
So does that mean you can swim?
No, it's colourful clothes, not colourful language.
Oh. Anyway, yeah, so, can I practice my Indian on you?
Go on, bearing in mind I know the swear word, so don't try it.
Okay then. Anyway,
how's your banjo practice coming on?
Yeah.
Good lad, right. That's it for me. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Chris. Good stuff. Clive Bully's up next. I'm going to go home and have some dinner and play a little bit of Rainbow Six and who knows what else I'll do. I don't know. Very exciting. Back tomorrow at 7 for Colourful Tuesday. Make sure you're dressed in your most colourfulest clothes. It'll be brilliant!
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, disappointed police speak out after a man who park-blinded a pensioner is spared jail. Three British swimmers drown in Portugal, and Tom Cruise speaks to LBC from the Leicester Square red carpet. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jonathan Savage.